Fighters, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to RF Season 3, Episode 45.
Dinos After Dentist. Apparently the worst title ever.
I still don't get it.
Because it's like David After Dentist, but the dinosaurs got cavities.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, David, I know what that is. That's that video was on Tosh and the kid was all jacked up on...
Oh, I know now. I know now. Never mind.
I get it. I'm like, I mean, I know it's not the world, but you have to at least get it.
No, I get it now. I know what you're talking about now. The kid that was all hopped up.
Yeah, he was like... Is this real life? Is this gonna be forever? That's what I ask myself every morning.
That's what Dawson asked every time he turned on an episode of Z Ranger. Is this gonna be forever?
Yes, past Dawson. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Now let's just sit here in silence. Damn it, you broke the silence.
I can't help it. Your mom breaks the silence every night.
Oh, okay.
When she looks at them.
Right.
I really want to see silent cosplaying at like some sort of convention I go to, so I can go up to him and be like, can I get a picture with you? Turn around to get the camera and then just keep walking because I forgot that I've seen them. I think it'll be hilarious. Like, I want to go to Denver Comic Con just to see if it's silent.
You know what would be funny is if they didn't get the joke.
But I would get the joke, and that's all that matters.
And then they're going, wait, go back.
I mean, dude, what the hell? Oh, can I get a picture with you? Turns around again. Just keeps walking. Oh, it'd be so brilliant. There was a Burning Angel at the last one. I should have got a picture with it. Just can't put your arm around it because you'll get sent back to 1938. That would suck.
I like how it's always 1938.
Oh, I don't know, just a convenient year. What was the year that the people in Blink got sent back to?
Like
60s, 70s?
It was like the 60s, I think.
And that black girl was all like...
It was enough for the black guy to go from being like 20 or so, or 30, to be like 80.
But... So those things called one-ups, Brian.
Oh, yeah, that.
Up to. Running over bitches.
I don't know. This, Ellie Phillips is talking to me about my scanner.
Ellie Phillips?
That's her name. She's got little Lego boobs. By Lego boobs, I mean lines on the brick chest, but... Anyway. I unlocked detective scan. That's neat. So...
One-ups. As they're coming in, you're getting them.
Providing I didn't miss anything, I got the catch and the pullback Pokeball ones. So I'm up to date on all of my Pokemon purchases, except for the ones I can't find. Which is the...
What?
The last
you
three...
You can't find your purchases?
I know. The last three two-packs that, like, aren't out or not coming out, or I don't know.
I saw
Boy Wiz has them, but
I saw the new plush Scraggy and Cubago today.
Oh, did you? I need to keep an eye out for them.
Oh, I need another Scraggy plush.
Where were they at?
Target. And they have Pansage.
I need a second Brian.
Yeah, it's Pansage, Scraggy, Axew, and Machino.
And Dick.
I bought Transformers, Ripclaw, and Smokescreen because Target had them for $10. I'm like, well, okay, for $10, sure.
Have you gotten that Transformers coupon that's like spend $10 or more, you get $3 off?
Yeah, I used it.
So you can use it on the deluxe?
Yeah, because they're $10. Because oh, okay. So.
I went today and I forgot my coupon, so I was like, on the off chance I can use it, I don't want to buy it for that. Sweet. I'm going to finally get Angry Bumblebee.
Yeah, I got one of them for only $7 and then the one for $10, so I was like, I got two deluxes for the price of one deluxe now, so...
I'm happy. They have like other ridiculous sales, like the Mega Bloks were on sale from $11.99 to $11.39. I don't know.
Like the Pokemon toys are on sale, but they're like a dollar off, a couple cents off. I'm like, that's not a sale.
That's like some trickery. It's like when they put those red stickers up that says as advertised, I think it's to trick people to think it's on sale. Like really stupid people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a sticker. Must be on sale. Just pick it up.
Let's see. Skylander-wise, I got Spyro and Jade Flashwing from Target. Jeff found Molten Hot Dog at Walmart.
That's the prefix.
And did these not make it into a haul post? No, they didn't. I got a bunch of 3-packs and stuff. I got the two... I don't remember what I got, really. I got 3-packs and Wrecking Ball and Lightcore, Legendary Chill and stuff. I don't remember when that was. I got a new keyboard. That's fun. It's all solar-powered. I don't need batteries and shit.
Brian's going all green. God, you're so green!
I got that, Charizard shirt that was on Shirt Punch that Matt showed me that I had to buy because it has Charizard on it. And I'm currently playing Lego City because I'm a whore.
That makes sense.
Oh, I got my work restocked the Megaforce Mega Block, so I'm like, well, hell yeah, and it was buy one, get one 50% off. I'm like, okay, I'll buy the Red Ranger and Robo Knight and I'll be set. No Robo Knight. I found the Red Ranger and settled on getting an extra Loogie just because I felt like using the sale, and then it turns out the guy in electronics didn't scan one of the Mega Blocks, so I got it for free anyway. But that was the thing. I think that's all I've gotten. Basically, Pokemon Transformers and Skylanders. And some Mega Blocks. I'm like, oh, I get to put up the review. It'll be a somewhat reasonable pace. Nope, still no fucking Robo Knight.
Fuck you, Robo Knight.
Elusive little fucker.
He's waiting for his premiere date to show up.
Probably.
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. My turn?
Yeah.
Alright, what would I do? I did nothing. What'd I get? I got that Complete Series Buffy set before the price went back up, so I got that.
It actually went back down a little bit.
Oh, that's good. The Angel like, one went up quite significantly.
Like, it went back down a little, like, I think $7 or something. It's at, like, 97 or something. Mm-hmm. It was. I told him, like, it's going to go back down. 2 days later, goes down.
It will eventually. And I also got the Once More With Feelings soundtrack because I like a few of the songs on it, and I thought it would be something else funny to blast around campus. I think people are getting sick of Hey Digimon. what else? I had a birthday, but nothing really much happened. It was, like, the most normal day of all time because I had classes, so... I did get that Zelda Hyrule Historia finally, and I got this really cool fringe book that's full of all this nerd stuff. Let's see what else happened. Have I ordered anything? Not that I can think of. Nothing has arrived. It's pretty boring. I did see Molten Hot Dog today. I couldn't buy him, though, because he was the only thing I needed at Walmart, so... I don't make the rules. They have like a million
of them. We'll have this discussion later in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Our past teacher selves will have this discussion. Well, our current timeline / future past selves laugh about it now.
See, currently I'm playing Lego City, but later I won't even own Lego City.
Currently I'm eating yogurt. Later this yogurt won't even be in my system.
Later I'll be doing the same thing I was doing 2 days ago.
But yeah, I saw
no.
that. They have like a bunch of them. They had like on like one of the end caps, they had a bunch, and then they had like a shit ton of them on the regular display. So I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah, Walmart's usually has a bunch of their exclusive. Target usually runs out of theirs.
Yeah, I targeted that.
And Toys R Us usually has theirs for a while too. Target, if there's an exclusive at Target, you pretty much have to buy it. Like I've seen a lot of them, but like once they're gone, they're probably gonna be gone.
I had such bad luck because Walmart, they only had the one thing, so I couldn't buy it. And Target, I wanted things, but I had coupons that I didn't bring. Like, I was going to use that Transformers coupon on Bumblebee, and I also was going to use that Mega Bloks coupon on the Samurai Gold Ranger with Clawzord.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know they literally those just started appearing like maybe a month ago. Like I've been looking for them, appeared, and I was like, it's Samurai. But I figured if I have the coupon, I might as well just get another Gold Ranger thing. But other than that, no purchases. I finished Tomb Raider, unless I mentioned that on the last podcast. I don't know if I did. But I finished it, and it was really good, and you should play it. And we've been watching Die Ranger. And
I'm currently enjoying it more than the other two shows.
Yeah, it's our 8 episodes in. I have to say it's already better than all of G Ranger, mainly because Star Wars. They weren't bad episodes. It was just hilarious how like blatant it was, like scene for scene. And I watched the first 4 episodes of Dan Balsenki.
How many? 4?
And then he touched himself to them.
And that's pretty entertaining. I'll probably watch a little bit more of it.
Do you masturbate to your videos, Zero and Zephyr?
That's
creepy.
I found it interesting that as soon as I started watching it, HLJ had that sale.
Yeah.
Do it! Do it!
There's a bunch of ones that I needed, but I don't... Like, I definitely want to get that 3-pack that I was mentioning on Twitter, but I'm debating about the other 3. Just because it would make shipping kind of outrageous.
I don't have, like, knowledge of how the line works. Like, why is that one Achilles so cheap? He's like 800 yen. What's wrong with him?
That's how much they cost, Awesome.
Oh, well, I'm not used to that.
they're model kits. They don't cost that much money.
Look, I don't have an argument. But
like, most of them retail at like 900, so when AmiAmi discounts and stuff happen, they're like 700 to 800. But I mean, some of them, like Odin, are a little bit more because they have more parts.
Parts.
Yeah, they're that cheap because that's how much they cost.
Oh, I don't know. I'm
Achilles is actually only 700 or 30% off.
Well, yeah, I know there's a sale on a small one, but I don't know.
The only thing about Achilles is that the hyper function's out, and while it's a little bit more pricey, it's a way better toy than the normal Achilles is, so.
Is it what's I gonna say? Is it on sale? The
hyper function?
Yeah.
AmiAmi has normal discounts there.
Oh, I was thinking about HLJ's because I don't know what's. I only glanced at it because I don't know who anybody is yet except for Achilles, that guy. Egypt just was like Egypt for a second. I know he's gonna get that other dude.
About that thing.
He got possessed. But I'm not sure how far I'm going to get into it. Like, the designs in general don't appeal to me as much as other things for some reason, but I have that thing in the back of my head that wants something to represent things I watch. So it's a war that goes on.
The set that I have with Achilles and AX00 is 2720 on HLJ. It's 15% off. Just a normal discount.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'll let Kevin go now.
Yeah, we have a third member of this podcast.
We used to have a fourth one sometimes.
We used to have a permanent special guest. Not anymore. He killed himself or something. I don't know. Jumped ship. I haven't bought anything in the past week. Strange enough, I haven't. What Amazon order that I finally placed that's on its way here? That will have a Pokemon manga in it. The Bro Code and some other books. I have put off getting it. Unfortunately, it allowed the Buffy set to get more expensive, so that's gonna have to wait a little bit. But it gives me time to catch up on How I Met Your Mother anyway, which I started season 4. I'm now probably about halfway through the second disc, so I'm about halfway through that season.
I forgot to mention from that burger episode, my favorite part was when he was talking about the place. And that dude suggests, like, the most famous burger place in town. He's like, great tip, guy. Let me return the favor. Great cup of coffee. Shh, Starbucks. And he, like, shoos him away. That whole thing is hilarious.
Yeah, that was good. But, like, yeah, so I've been doing that. I don't bought anything else. I did get an Ankydon. And so did Dawson.
Thank you.
I had to go find one through outside sources.
Well, here's what happened, is that I had just gotten finished talking to Brian.
I didn't even think about checking. That was my bad, really.
And I was – so I happened to be – have woken up for whatever reason or something. I was up. I don't remember if I was woken up or I was still up. And I was like, okay, well, let me check. So I checked. I had like two browsers going. I got mine. And I was like, okay, well, Brian's probably up and getting his and Dawson's. So the next thing I actually did was get one from Matt because Matt had given me his information on Twitter. So I bought one from Matt. And then I was like, you know what? They're still in stock. Let me see if Dawson needs one. So then I bought one for Dawson. Still assuming that Brian was awake buying one for himself. It wasn't until I went to go purchase a fourth one that they were out of stock. Like, I was going through the checkout process and they were like, we don't have enough to complete your order. I'm like, what? Sorry, Brian. Oh, well.
It's fine.
We need some sort of panic button system.
Like, but I mean, like, I think I bought, like, two of them through Firefox, one through Safari or something. Like, I was, you know, going through, like, it was insane. But I do have a kind of a fun story, I guess. The other night, this was Monday, I'd fallen asleep and, like, the light was on in my room for a while. Well, I woke up. Change into my pajamas, turn the light off, and what do I see? Because I have those trays that I record on are sitting next to the bed with my batteries on them. So I flip off the light, and all I see is like 14 dinosaur outlines staring at me from just glowing in the night. I'm like, whoa, that is so cool. Like, I'm like a child. Like, whoa, dinosaurs. It was just pretty funny, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, but, I have a story. Sorry,
so they really do work, people. Because everyone's like, I don't know if they actually are how they work really well. They absorb a lot of light. They're on for a while. But yeah, what's your story, Dusham?
It's not really that much of a story, but it was a funny moment in my typography class when we all had to pick a person to do an assignment on, or so we thought. And I picked Miyamoto, and we ended up having to switch him, and like, we got someone else's, and we're our director or whatever. But anyway, I said who I picked, and I was looking to the right, and the dude on the left of me was like, nice. And I could only see a little bit of him, but he put his hand up for a high five, but I was looking the other way, and I just pretended I didn't see it. And I just saw him in the corner of my eye awkwardly putting it down. It reminded me of that thing in Conan when he did that kill in Resident Evil, and he was like, nice, and he's just like, don't. And I just thought it was funny because I felt bad, but it was also really funny.
Don't.
And then I ended up getting that person, but it's cool because he helped me out when I was killing people in Italy, so. Which is pretty tight. He made my glider, so I know a lot about him. That's it.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't think. Yeah, there's nothing else happening. I mean, it's upsetting. I haven't gotten toys in a while. I need toys. I haven't been out shopping to buy toys. Have I? Have I gone anywhere? No. I think I tried and was unsuccessful at some point. I don't even remember anymore. Every day blurs into the next. I work so much and I sleep so much that I barely know what day we're on anymore.
It's Thursday. Wait, it's Friday.
Exactly. See, none of us know what day it is.
It's Friday. Saturday. This is the timeline in which that reference won't even be made yet later. Like, that won't even be a possible reference. No, that was too much. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, on to the nudes.
Yay, nudes.
Yay. So, as always around these parts and times and such, we have figure arts news because life hates us. So, we got a little bit of exclusives and a little bit of retail, supposedly. For exclusives in August. Yeah, we're talking about August and it's only March, but yeah.
Sounds about right.
That's how this goes. We've got, obviously, Hurricane Dragon and Land Dragon we knew about already. Adding to that, we've got Beast Hyper, so he gets the exclusive treatment because fuck life. And Bokken Black and Bokken Blue in a two-pack together, apparently.
Yay.
So it's nice to see the return of two packs, because it means that we only get charged one middleman fee instead of two. So, that's always nice. Nothing else new on the exclusive front, but in Figuro, we have pictures of the Shocker Soldier being all E and stuff. And another Ichigo.
Like the Rakuto?
Yeah. This Ichigo is the first Ichigo, not like the first movie, but like the original Ichigo from the first part of the original show.
The OG 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 Ichigo.
Yeah.
I still don't understand. So then what was the Sakurajima?
Sakurajima was the suit that he had when he came back.
From where? Where'd he go?
Well, his actor got injured. So that's why Nigo existed.
Oh.
And so he came back, and he had the Sakurajima outfit. And then both Nigo and Ichigo got their Shin Ichigo and Shin Nigo outfits, which is the ones that we bought previously. So we're going in reverse order.
So basically, if you think about it, and if you include the first and the next, we'll have five Ichigos.
Make a Sentai.
And so we can
Big Yard Sentai Ichigo Ranger.
We'll probably get another Nigo for his first outfit.
Oh God, no!
And then you could always get another Nigo because of the black helmet one that they used briefly, and they're using in the movies now to differentiate.
I didn't even know
Ichigo.
About this shit. I thought there were just one Ichigo and one Nigo until the stupid Nigo showed up. Probably because I didn't care enough to know, because they're old and busted. I don't really care about
the new
hotness.
I know I want the new hotness, which is in my pants, but...
Let's see. There's some Precure thing on here. The guy from Code Geass, I don't know if that's an old release. We knew about that one already. Venusaur's on here. I don't think it has a date, but Venusaur's on here.
Or Venusaur can never get a date. All his friends are going out. Got it all planned.
So, Sentai is making me poor. Because those are figures that I cannot skip because they're Sentai and I need them.
Thanks, Brian, for that.
I'm horrendously disappointed that Ichigo gets another retail release, apparently.
I know, right?
I get more upset at that than when something's an exclusive. Like, granted, I don't end up paying $20 more, but like I said, it's something that's just basically no big deal for them. But I'm more pissed that Ichigo keeps getting all these releases. Why is it that they like Ichigo so much? The stupid Japanese nostalgia fags. I didn't know they had them over there. Apparently they did.
Yep.
And they should be shot as well.
I only want the Susan Boyle Shocker. I don't want the other random ones.
Susan Boyle.
That was great.
I remember that. Good times. That's it, really. I'm just upset at the whole Ichigo thing. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm excited about, like, the Bokehenders and stuff, even though I didn't really like Bokehead Red, but...
Shut up.
I hope they continue the two-packs for the...
The Sentai releases? I mean, it makes sense. There's no real reason to release them separately, especially in weird instances like the Deca Girls, if they'll come out at the same time.
I bet they got the idea from your videos when you started combining them.
Yeah.
You know, I would love it if there was a way to give us Masumi's bad teeth.
In figure art form?
In figure art form, yeah. Just like if they were to give us, you know, Glaive, I would want to have that messed up face. You know, the big nose and that goofy smile. You know, that's that. But Beast Hyper is probably gonna be pretty.
Well, I'm sure.
But, I like pretty things.
Like my penis. I'm excited about the Shocker Combatant more than I am the Ichigo, because this is an actual different figure.
Yeah, no. Like, I didn't think I'd be excited about the fucking Shocker Soldier.
There's definitely going to be a look at Dawson moment when they make him do the Heil salute.
Oh my god. See, that time I didn't even say anything innocent. I just didn't say anything at all.
We all know you were thinking it. You were like, good, my puppet, I've taught you well. Every time he says that.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so next up is a story about more double belts. That's right. So they've already had the complete selection modification double driver. Well, now they're doing the complete selection modification axle and lost drivers, and all we have is a picture of the belt on Greed velvet, Greed silk cloth over here, and in the belt is the axle and skull memories, depending on which belt it might be. That's all I got. I'm not sure what to do with this information. How is the double one different than the normal double driver?
More paint. The belt strap is like, accurate to the show and stuff. It's.
Well, I mean, I know the belt strap is longer, so it fits an adult.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, how is it? I mean, any real different?
It's not. It's just kind of like a really cheap complete selection by that saying, complete... well, we were good enough the first time, but let's make this one that looks a little bit prettier.
And can fit an adult.
Yeah. That's honestly the only difference. Like, the axle driver looks pretty nice because it's got, like, the rubber handles and shit, so it actually looks a lot like the prop does. But... I don't know, the lost driver...
Is half a double driver.
Yeah.
Found driver instead, to be honest.
What?
I know, right?
I want the found driver.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Shit's, like, the best.
Shit's legit.
Had DX on the box.
I mean, this is legit. Wait, I didn't see DX. Oh, shit, I'm gonna get in trouble. Zero will probably scare me like he did Brian. Scared him right out of his skin. What'd he do? He moved.
Probably try to rape Brian at some point. Zero does enjoy raping people on occasion.
Dawson enjoys it when I get scared.
It's funny. It's funny even just not seeing it, just hear the gasp of terror. I just hear Kat go, Brian, and you go, that's great.
Yeah, those are things. That's all I really got. I really don't care. I didn't get the double driver. I'm not going to get these ones either. I'm perfectly happy with my normal ones I got over here.
Yeah, mine are pretty and fine, and they touch me inappropriately at night.
How do I get mine to do that?
You have to put your penis into the memory slot.
Something about agendas.
Penis, Megaforce Drive.
So speaking of penises, should we talk about some Megaforce news?
Okay.
It's going to be mega exciting. So, we've got some little tidbits here that have got the fandom fapping, but then again, they'll fap over anything. We've got some on-location pictures. The first one being what appears to be, and what probably is, Wild Force Black on set. He's on some sort of crane thing. There's a dude with him. I think they're just chilling, to be honest. I think they were just trying to see how it hurt. They made a big deal about it. And then there's this picture I completely forgot about, which is just a bunch of picture of weapons on some tables. Some weapon props. There's some Time Force things, apparently. I guess I'd recognize that one. Some SPD, Gold Ranger staff. And then we got this picture here of Sierra Hanna and Jason Smith getting ready to just fucking make out. Right in front of Jake.
So and that hurts inside. That hurts me inside, Sierra. Why would you make out with him like that? It just makes me hurt.
So we got that. And then we also got some images from inside some of the prop areas. We got like a picture of a bunch of the suits. To be honest, I still don't see it, but apparently people see the Gokai suits on these little pictures. I don't see it.
They're right. Where is it? It's on the right.
I know I see all the suits, but which one's the Gokai suit? They all just look like a bunch of colors.
It's the see on the there's a little tag attached. And
color. It says Gokai green in big letters.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's on the right hand side. Each suit has a little white.
I see the little picture, but I don't see.
If you zoom in, it's the Gokai.
I guess you could say that. I don't know. Maybe I'm
it is. I looked at it.
And then we also have some heads of people. We got Finster confirmed. He's obviously going to be back from Mega.
Oh, clearly.
Mystic Knights of Tirnanog helmet. They're doing a Mystic Knights team up. That's already been confirmed. Whoever the fuck this guy is, I forgot. He's important. He's got a head. The spacesuit dudes that freed Bandora, so they should be in jail. Donatello stunt, TMNT team up confirmed. And then, I guess because it's the last tidbit, we're lumping it up in here. This guy, Cameron Jabo, is and is not the Silver Ranger at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's been confirmed and unconfirmed a million times. God, why did they hire a model? I mean, geez. I want to see some fugly people be Rangers, man.
Maybe somebody with a snaggle tooth or, like, a unibrow.
Bokeh in like black? Some...
Look. He is gorgeous, okay? Like, maybe someone with, like, you know, an acne problem and, like,
This should just be Keith's Estes.
Me. I'm like, you're describing me.
Fine, then go be a Power Ranger.
Okay.
So,
it'll be really unrealistic when there's a completely, like, athletic person in the spandex, but whatever. It'll be like...
Oh, man. Hey, anyhow.
It worked for Raita.
Yeah.
Something about lighters. obviously, these images cause fans to jump to various conclusions and whatnot. Obviously, we know they're doing anniversary stuff. Out of all the images, the one I wouldn't draw too much from are the ones from, like, the... Well, this table of stuff and then all the stuff, like the Finster head and all that, because they're probably just digging through all their shit, looking for what they need. I mean, I'm sure we'll see some stuff, but I don't think we're going to see the Ninja Turtles and the Mystic Knights back. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I don't think we're going to see Finster back. I just think that people are reading way too much into it. Like, I love how immediately people were confirmed, and, like, I can't believe there was more than one post talking about the Ninja Turtles thing. Like, it should have been one post as a joke. Like, oh, they're going to bring back TMNT, lol, and then people are like, you think they'll actually do that? Makes sense, since Nick owns the license. I'm like, are you being fucking serious?
I wasn't really surprised, given the fact that this is the fandom. But, like, I couldn't fathom that so many people were already going, well, it makes sense. They could do a team up with the TMNT. And, like, shit. First of all, they're not going to bring back the next mutation suits just because Nickelodeon owns TMNT. Like you said, I guess it's possible. I just don't see it happening.
Like, especially considering all they have to do in these 20 episodes, I don't see them pulling out something like TMNT and Mystic Knights, and all of a sudden jamming into the 20th anniversary season. This is the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers, not Saban. But as far as the other stuff goes, I don't know whether the Wild Force guy is going to be an actual character, or if he's just a change, or he's just hanging out.
Chuck.
Maybe they're just trying out all the suits, make sure they still work.
Do they still work?
I don't know. The only picture I really like is the one with Sierra Ana and Jason Smith because it has them in it. And they're both.
Yeah, there. That makes me happy.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Casey back. I kind of want to just see all Disney cameos, actually, now, and just completely snub the Saban seasons, but I don't think that would happen. But just because it would make people upset. Like, don't bring back Tommy. Let's
like
bring back
Zatcher.
Casey instead.
Zatcher.
Like, it would piss off Zatcher to know it.
They have to bring back a lot of Disney characters for the Mecha and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But Jungle, I mean, yeah. Gekijou didn't have one, though. Still, they had a tribute episode, though.
Yeah, but Dekka and, shit. Dekka, Gao, Maggie all did go on, so they're gonna have to
Maggie,
bring
Dekka,
back.
Gao, Shinken.
And Hurricane. Yeah, so they're going to have to bring back all those guys. I mean, obviously all of them, but somebody from each of them.
I like how...
Let's bring back Athena. See if he can do a better job as Cole this time.
Fury Diamond said that all fans won't be pleased with the use of the Gokai suits. So most people are assuming that means power-up. Like, the most displeasing way I can think of for them, hopefully, is they'll be used as kindling. that's what I'm hoping, is like there's like a big battle and they're like stuck in the middle of the rubble, just like they were in space, and they need something to set on fire to keep warm. And they're like, oh, look, we found these Gokai suits. And that would probably be the best. Like, the whole thing makes me so upset because I like the Gokai suits, don't get me wrong. I like them, and I like the show Gokaiger, but the reason I liked Gokaiger wasn't solely because of those suits. It's so stupid, though. I literally saw somebody say, I might as well skip Super Mega Force, because Fury Diamond had restated that the Ghost Rider suits were primary. They're just suits. I like the samurai, the Shinkenger suits. That didn't stop samurai from being a piece of shit. It's so stupid. Like, I hate this fandom
so
much.
There's this guy on Ranger Crew that said that he was skipping Super Mega Force because they're not going to do Gokaiger how they want him to, or he wants them to. Like, really?
God damn it. I really hate people so much.
Well, they're not using it how I want it to, so I might as well not watch. It's just going to make me angry. What?
I don't understand. Like, I've never seen such clamoring over specific suits before.
Look, we deserve Gokaiger, okay?
We already got it.
No, we deserve it in America. Okay, we deserve the Gokaiger, the suits, and the whole story exactly as it is, just with English-speaking nobodies, okay? We deserve
it. People wanting whoever Silver is going to be, we don't fucking know who he is at this point. People wanting him to be a Power Rangers fanboy. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want that. Mainly because I think it's kind of stupid for here. And also, I don't want the character to be anything like his counterpart, which Mega Force has done well so far. I like Tokujo's idea about him being someone that hates Power Rangers and all of a sudden is a Power Ranger. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, so he's Keith Justice.
But he wouldn't be able to tell weapons apart. We've been over this. He'd be like, pew, pew, pew! That's a sword, sir. That's a sword. But does it turn into a gun? Oh, fuck, I just cut myself trying to bend this. This is stupid.
How do I cut you with this blade? That's a gun. Yeah, but it can cut you, right? All right. What?
It transforms. They combine? No, sir. Can you please just step off set?
They combine to make the pirate ship cannon, right? Yeah, we're gonna need you to leave.
It's just funny that, like, these all the people that were complaining, just like we were, that Samurai was too much like Shinkenger, and now it seems like the majority want Super Mega Force to be Gokaiger. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's obnoxious.
You're going to ruin Gokaiger. No, that's not possible. We've been over this. I honestly wish we just knew what was going on because I'm tired of all the speculation.
They're going to ruin Gokaiger and not making it Gokaiger.
And, like, everybody reading way too much into everything. I don't remember who it was. Somebody retweeted something that was funny that somebody had said about one of Sierra Hana's latest videos and, like, said, oh, she did this. This must mean something.
Well, who was it? Somebody said, like, she said she likes the color green. And then, and she made the Magi Ranger symbol,
yeah,
therefore Gokaiger. Or there's not a third thing in there, though. It was like, well, she said she likes the color green. We saw the boots, therefore it's Gokaiger. Confirmed.
Christina tweeted a picture of a draft today. Wild Force tribute confirmed.
Sierra Hana talked about tigers, therefore it must be Jungle Fury. You know her thing's a tiger. Oh, okay, you know what? Never mind. We're just going to skip that part, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Enough ranting.
Yeah, also, Brian sucks. Don't
keep going. So, Bluefin just announced that they're going to release Black and Blue over here. And it's on Facebook. And there's already a comment that says, they have ruined Power Rangers. Growing up, Power Rangers wear the shit. Green Ranger when Tommy got taken over by What's-Her-Face.
Oh my god. Yep. I hate people so much.
God damn it.
Wonder why I have anger issues.
People wonder why Dawson's arm is covered in razor blade marks.
Oh my god.
Power Rangers wear the shit. Green Ranger forever loves Tommy. That time when Tommy was taken over by what's her name? That's the stupidest sense I've ever heard in my life.
They couldn't even afford to film Jason David Frank sitting up. It still cracks me up. I mean, are you being serious? Like, oh, we just need to film a scene of him getting up here. No, we got Japanese footage for that. What? We could save like $20, trust me. Like, how much would it have cost to paint him to set up? No, we'll just use the footage of him covered in cobwebs and being Japanese and in a full different outfit. No one will fucking notice.
A 7-year-old me noticed.
So stupid. Still a better story than G-Ranger, though. Oh, G-Ranger. I didn't like G-Ranger, if anybody could tell. It's pretty awful. So now it's time for...
Superhero time! Kyoryuger! Wizard, please!
Are you happy with your performance this time?
Not really. It's the superhero time that I can never just get... For some reason, I can never get the voice to say it right. The Kyoryuger part I can do. It's the part before it that I have the real problem with. So in any case, we're on episode 5? I think we're on 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts off with them testing out the abilities given to them by the other Guardians' batteries. Alamaris makes fire, and then they're like, okay. And it's like Red and Blue are doing it, and Black makes a comment. He's like playing with this little pad, writing notes or something. I don't know. And... He made a comment at Green, calling him Green Boy, and he was just all like, shut up, Green Boy. And he's like, call me a nub? And he's like, motherfucker, your suit is green, you idiot.
I want to put out, I made this joke first, but I haven't made it yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's time travel is unfair.
And after he's like, dude, just like, spandex is green, Dr. Cave hops out and just like, it's not fucking spandex. I'm like, the hell? Where'd this little midget girl come from?
Who dat?
And then she went back to Middle Earth. But, they used the Tuparanda battery, which, I don't know why that's so funny to you people. She was in the Lord of the Rings. In the Lord of the Rings!
She has hairy feet!
They use a 2-Piranha battery, which makes the cure.
I bet she likes it in the bag end.
Oh god!
I'm sorry.
If her feet aren't all that's hairy. It makes the Gabura caliper limp like Dawson's penis, and so they have an argument. They go back to the base and they're arguing some more. Meanwhile, this pastry chef monster or something who looks really creepy is going to feed people cake and makes them happy, so it fills up the giant happiness vibrator dildo thing on the sidewall, and they're doing good until it starts to decrease, and the sorrow, anger, I couldn't really tell which one was which, but that one was filling up instead of like the fuck. Cut to the people and I'm like, oh look, we got cavities from all this food, and then the monster's going crazy. There's like this purple smoke around them, and smiles and lollipops are all like, the hell you doing, bro? He's like, I don't know, man, I don't know what's going on. And there's some kind of fighting with the Kyoryugers where they're like, hey look, like, hey, the Green, you get out in front. Just stand and block them. Just stand in front, take all the hits. But don't get hit, because you'll get cavities. And they're like, okay, no, not cool, dude. There's more arguing. Ankydon shows up, and he's got cavities. And then in comes, like, this fat, like, it's a dude from Lost with a beard. I'm pretty sure it's the dude from Lost. And he comes in, he's like, Anki Don! Anki Don!
Professor Keenbean?
Me no speak the Japanese well! And we're like, yeah, we can tell. So we find out it's Ramirez, and we get this explanation that, look, there's more than just your five beasts. There, back in the day, there were five other heroic Juden Ryus. We don't know where they are, though. They're asleep somewhere, and we can't find them to wake them up. And so that's why we don't have their batteries. But here's Ramirez, and he was going to bring Anki Don here to come fight with you guys. But then he got all pissy and is on his period. And they're like, oh, okay. So they're talking some more. Ramirez is trying to figure out what to do. Green gets all pissed off because he's, you know, playing around. Black's playing around. And he has a BF and leaves. Black notices that rocks go through Ramirez's shoe. That was fun. And so he goes off as well. They end up following the monster, who has no idea what the hell is going on. He takes his clothes off, which was just creepy. Gives out more cavities. Black tries to fight him. He gets cavities. The other four show up. And the Green realizes what's going on. Realizes he's been a douchebag the entire time to Black. And is like, let's fight together, bro. He's like, all right, bro. They transform. They do a hilarious roll call that features Black in sore the whole time from his cavities. They do some fighting. Red, blue, and pink try to shoot the monster. It doesn't work. Green uses Black's battery and his sword while blocking all of his shots. And then Black combines his battery, Green's battery with his and the gun, and they blow him up and knock all his teeth out and shit. Smiles comes in, Lollipops, they're all there with their little sperm can, and they pour all over him, and he gets giant. And so they summon Kyoryugen, and meanwhile, Green and Black are on the ground watching, and Ramirez and Torin are there. Ramirez is like, combine yourselves in the cockpit with them. You will unlock their better power. And they're like, why are you talking? You make us sound stupid. So they jump into the, they're like, they pull out their belt buckles and like, bitch, we're coming aboard. Make room. And so they jump in and their little pedestals appear, and it turns the shield into the pentablade, and basically the shield gets an erection and folds itself in. Becomes a sword. And so they use that to do their great finish and kill the guy. And they're like, yay, awesome. You can rest in peace now, Ramirez. He's like, no, I'm not a ghost. I'm like, I saw shit go through you. He's like, dude, I'm a spirit. Like, I'm very spiritual. I was like a warrior who like fought a long time ago. I'm not really a ghost. And like he's like, oh yeah, I was fought like 500 years ago or some BS. I don't know. And you know that shit we heard in the rumors a while back or whatever was in the magazine 500 years ago. And he fought. And they're like, oh okay, cool. And then Anki Don shows up. He's like, look guys, hey look Anki Don, these are the new Kyoryugers. You're gonna fight with them now. And he's like, fuck you, bitch, and tries to attack him. And they're like, what the hell? And there's another monster on top of him. Like, holy shit, he's controlling him, which is probably what was controlling the other monster, making him go schizo. And then it ends. So this was a really cool episode. Ramirez was hilarious, mostly when he talked.
He's like the white version of Gnocchi.
Yeah. I liked Anki Don. I liked seeing like the explanation of the other five and stuff, and monsters. The other five big dinos. And I love how people are like, I found it funny that they said something, in the big, people have been like, oh, you know, they've shown us these batteries and there's, you know, whatever, like, well, we don't have any more yet. In the beginning of this episode, they're like, there's 23 batteries. I'm like, oh, okay. Even though we know we're getting a 24th one because of movie. But I don't know what's going on there. I mean, no one will acknowledge Tobias Spino, even though he's in the ending theme. But I guess because he's just not Gokai Green Boots, they don't want to, you know, talk about him on any news site that's reputable. Oh, yeah. Or at least supposedly reputable. But I enjoyed the episode. I saw some kind of comments like, oh, why are we doing this kind of bonding thing when they became a team already? Well, not really. They joined the team and accepted Red. Nothing said they accepted each other.
I mean, like, every, like, group and team, even if you come together as a team, they're still going to bicker every now and then.
Yeah, like, cause also, like, those complaints were like, they just came together in the last episode. Why are they fighting again? Like, well,
this isn't Forza.
It doesn't work that... Yeah, like, it doesn't work that way. This is called real life.
Real life with dinosaurs.
The best kind of real life.
Hell yeah.
But, like, so I didn't mind it, you know. It was kind of cool to see, like, okay, they're making friendships, not there. And not just all of a sudden, oh, look, we're a team now. Yay, we're BFF Facebook friends forever. Kamen Rider Club. Like, no. Go away. Fucking Forza. But, so yeah, what did you think, B-Rai?
I love that roll call. Like, that was
hilarious. Roll call.
That was great.
like, I find it weird because he was having that discussion with Green beforehand. He was okay, but then they start the roll call, and all of a sudden he's just in immense pain.
Yeah, well, it was necessary for him to do exposition, so he couldn't be in pain. But then that was over, so... They were like, oh, okay. He can have pain now.
What's his face? Ramirez is hysterical. Like, his Japanese reminded me of most of the people in my Japanese class. Which made me think of fond memories of people that just couldn't really talk good.
And... It reminds me of my computer when it's like, Boku, that ass. Like,
but I'm not sure if he's forcibly doing that, considering he's Canadian born, but he's been working in Japan for years.
Yeah, so. he was in that show Caesar X with Barazorg and Ankh.
That's a nice little team up there. Ramirez, Ankh, and Barazorg. But so that's fun. I don't know how forcible it is, but it's fantastic nonetheless. That new guy, I don't know who he is, the new enemy guy. I don't know if he's a monster of the day or whether he's like a fifth boss or something.
I guess he's a monster of the day. I don't know, it might be that like there's some kind of like rivalry among the people, like the, you know, like happiness, yeah, and smiles and angry. And so, like, one of their monsters is, like, took over one of the other people's monsters to be like, ha, 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 bitch. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Shit, what was I going to say?
Oh, shit, give me a couple of kids.
You know, I actually liked, in the beginning where you see them, like, testing out the batteries to find out what they do.
Oh, yeah, like, that was fun.
Like, and that was actually, like, one of the things that I did like that...
Black make green limp.
That Forza did was they had to, like, test out the switches to find out what they did and didn't just run into a battle and said, hey, let's use these powers because I know exactly how to do it. Like, they had to actually, like, they're sitting here testing out these batteries and go, okay, Alamaris does fire. Oh, that's the part I forgot, is that when they were like, hey, we're jumping in the cockpit... Like, they used the Alamaris battery in Kuroyujin, and he shot out flames out of the T-Rex mouth. It was awesome.
That's still, like, there, too random. That. It makes things limp.
It's like the anti-Viagra. Instant, you know about that, right, Brian? Brian knows all about Viagra.
Sad face.
Bazinga.
I like the fact that Ramirez could, like... When he was talking to, was it Black or was it Black or Green? He was like touching somebody, but then somebody noticed.
I do that
because a rock flew through his shoe or rolled through his shoe. Like, is it just selective? intangibility? Is that what it is? I'm not a ghost. I'm a warrior spirit. Okay, whatever, dude. You're just in denial.
It's a kill you, Uja.
I like the way that he brought up that Torin always wanted a team of Kyuujers.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That was kind of interesting. So, like, I wonder if the other ones are going to be from different time periods.
So I like that adds a little bit more to the mythology.
Yeah, that, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, he's from 500 years ago. Maybe Bunpakis is from, like, 300 or like 1,000 years ago or whatever. Like, they'd be different eras or something. That'd be kind of cool.
I like how there was essentially two teams.
You mean like two sets of five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like it if 6 through 10 could combine in some way. I mean, we already know there's all these different weird combinations that you'll be able to do with the, you know, with the mech that we're getting rumors about. But, I mean, I'd like to see, kind of like how we had Daibouken and then Daitenken with 6 through 10. I would kind of like to see that here. Some way for Bunpaki plus Bragigas to combine with Bunpaki and Ankydon.
I think a lot rides on how Bragigas is made and, like, what he looks like in terms of what combinations we can get. Because it's pretty much no doubt that he's going to be our, like, big mecha.
Yeah. Well, we still got to see Plesson, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how he's going to work. Like, maybe a mid-sized, like, kind of like Ace, maybe, in terms of, like, size class.
Yeah. I mean, because we've seen Bunpaki and we've seen Ankydon, obviously, because he's here now. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
Let's see.
I don't know. In any case, I'm excited.
We get to see Kyoryu Saiyan next week.
I know. Yeah, that's Saiyan. I'm so happy. Like, I just think it's so cool. I'm excited.
Not Kyoryu Saiyan, but Saiyan.
This has a nice aroma of dinosaurs.
I like to think Arisol posted, "Dude, we get it, you're chef." just shut up, God.
We get it, you're a chef. Stop.
Good times.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Are we? No, sorry, I just spaced out for a second. I'm just thinking about, like, nothing. Okay, so wizard time. So we start up exactly where we left off, like usual, with Medusa fighting people, but then she's like bored now and decides to leave, and she's like, "Oh, it's been a while, sister, I'll see you later." She wasn't talking to Wizard, that'd be weird. She's talking to her sister, or her former sister, I don't know. So Haruto takes Misa's sister back to the antique shop to learn more about Misa. And he learns
about
what's Misa's sister's name? Fuck.
Mayu.
Mayu, yeah. Because Tokuji's like, it's one off for mayonnaise. Conspiracy? I think so. So Mayu is saying how she wanted to go on this trip, but then her parents and Misa convinced her, and she gave him this Red Rum Twins keychain, and so she's like, and then I decided to just go. And I'm like, cool. So that's going on. Nito and Shunpei are just bumbling around trying to protect this other gate, and she just kind of gets weirded out by him, so she won't even let him in the house. So they're camping outside. At some point, Rinko bonds with her, and then she's like, let's go. I don't even remember where they went. She just came out of the house. They're like, we're going, and they left, and they get attacked by Gremlin. And Beast is fighting them, and then we learn that it's two gates for the price of one this week. There's a sale, because Misa is also a gate. And she, not Misa, sorry. I almost said Micah. Mayu is also a gate. Misa is obviously a gate. She's way past that stage. She gets a text from Misa, and she's like, oh, this seems safe. Let's go there. And she talks about the keychain and how it was her hope to go on the trip. And Misa's like, ah, I gotcha. And then she red drums the red drum thing. Get it? So she crushes the keychain, and then she's like, oh, fuck, my keychain. And so she starts freaking out.
She's like, oh, fuck, my keychain.
Wizard arrives and starts flipping and kicking and magicking everywhere, but it's not really doing anybody any good because Mayu's just flipping his shit. She starts growing some spikes. I think she's from the same race as Arjit. She's, like, freaking the fuck out. There's epic, like, orchestra music. I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to happen. And then she's just like, you know, I'm kind of bored of that. I'm kind of over this. And then she just kind of quits. She's like, you know, it's not my thing. And then all of a sudden the White Wizard pops in. He's like, poof. He's like, oh, you have potential. Let's come back to my house. And she's like, okay. He's like, and then she's like, wait, maybe this isn't such a good idea. He's like, I have candy. All right, let's go. And then they go, and then it ends. So this episode was actually pretty good. This arc kind of turned out a lot better than I was expecting in general. Like, last week's episode, I enjoyed quite a bit just because I thought it was very funny. And they started some interesting things, and they kind of expanded on that this week. I like that we got some backstory on Misa, obviously, and I love how we got so close to her becoming a phantom. And I'm kind of torn because part of me wanted to see it happen because we haven't seen a successful one yet, other than the flashback. But the other part of me does think it's interesting that the White Wizard's taking her away, and people will probably be like, oh, I'm Fio Ryder, we haven't even seen anything. I don't remember who said it. Someone on Twitter said, I wish there was surprises in Ryder. And I wish that too, like there would just randomly be a third Ryder we didn't know about that was a female. But I don't necessarily need her to be a Ryder. Maybe she could just be a witch of some sort that can do magic. I don't know. I think it's very interesting the way they took that. But regardless of what happens to her, I do want to see a successful phantom be born. I feel like it has to happen at some point.
I thought we were going to get it. I was sitting there going, holy shit, this is happening. Like you said, all of a sudden, bam.
She's like, bored now.
Bored now.
Yeah. After you turn I was all excited because I thought somebody was like gonna do it. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Then it didn't happen.
Like, I think because she's Misa's twin, the idea of her possibly fighting for the side of good is interesting because they're twins and they'd be fighting opposite, even though Misa's not the same person anymore, obviously. But I do want to see an episode like this where, like, it shocks me. I almost wish this hadn't happened so there would have been an episode with just some random dude. And it just shocks me because he actually became a phantom. Like, you gotta fail at some point. I mean, they only have, like, three people. And then, like, random phantoms they just find that apparently have already been born. How did we let that shit get by? Oh, I guess they're people from the event. Shut up! I'm arguing with myself.
The event.
I got canceled. Too bad they didn't work their asses off like Chuck fans. That's good. But, yeah.
Like, I mean, I really loved the episode. And, I mean, this two-parter in general, I think, was one of the better two-parters in the show so far. And actually, probably some of the better episodes in general so far for the show. And it kind of gets a little bit off-put by the fact that, like, she regained her hope so quickly for such an inconspicuous reason. Like, oh, I remembered one thing you told me, and now I'm okay. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, like, especially since, like, that was literally kind of a shitty situation. Like, she left and her sister murdered her parents. That's pretty dark shit. Like, sister just came home a phantom, and she was also bored now, and she just killed them. Like, that's pretty dark, like, compared to some of the other ones we've gotten. Like, oh, I'm going to embarrass you on TV, huh? Like, this one's pretty depressing.
Yeah, well, if there were any more Grimdark, it would probably be GoBusters. So they should probably watch out for that.
Ratings probably went down for this episode. Kamen Rider's going to get replaced by that one person. He's got half a brain. Forget his name.
But yeah, I enjoyed this episode. I liked watching. I like when they were like...
Kikaider. Sorry.
I like when they're referring to Beast as like Wizard's understudy. Or whatever. He's like, you know, you're just taking his spot because he's busy at the moment. Like, dude, like that's not funny.
How Aerosol puts it is, Nito's like just a little short between the show. Like, he's just a little skit that goes on.
Yeah.
I have to say what Aerosol said, because he's not here. Future us thought he might be here now, but nope. We're going to be wrong.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Like, I kind of want her to become a writer, maybe, but at the same time, I agree with you that I think it's perfectly fine if she comes back as just, like, a witch or someone that has, like, kind of, like, the buckle little driver thing and can use the magical rings and shit, but not actually transform into anything.
Yeah.
I think that's fine, too. I just hope if she does appear, I hope it's soon. Because, I mean, according to the toy catalogs, obviously she's not going to be a rider at least through June.
Yeah.
I mean, July and August, something could happen, or late June, something could happen. But as far as we know right now, she doesn't have really a chance of becoming a rider. But
that's what's kind of shitty is there's no surprises.
Yeah. You know? But if she does come back, I hope it's soon because I really want that kind of rivalry between her and Medusa. And you can't really do that unless she has magic.
She's on the show. You can't really do that unless she's on the show.
Yeah.
Are they legit? Is it played by twins? Because I couldn't tell.
No, I think it's the same
person. Okay. I guess it's just effects have gotten better since the Parent Trap.
Yes, well.
It always cracks me up that they never cast actual twins for those movies. Like, it's that easy. But, like, nope. Haley Mills, and then, what's her face? Crackhead. Lindsay Lohan. She stars in all of the Honest trailers. Starring sexy Voldemort. But yeah, whatever happens, they could be interesting. Just don't waste it. And I want to see some successful Phantoms. I think they just need to go to a different city. This one's clearly protected.
Just leave.
For a split second, when there was both gates, I thought maybe everyone's a gate. It's like The Walking Dead. Everyone's infected. And they could just go after anybody. That'd be pretty crazy.
Nuts.
Nuts.
What they need to do is just literally attack a random person and make Nito and Haruto think it's a gate. And they rush to protect that guy and then go after an actual gate so we can finally see it's a fucking successful one. I'm sitting here rooting for the villains. Because I want something to happen.
I know, like, that doesn't usually happen that often, but I just hate the fact that we're this far into the show and we haven't had anyone. This is the closest we got, and she just flipped the off switch and decided not to be a Phantom.
You know what could have been kind of interesting is, it would be cool if Medusa's sister comes back, and she joins up with Haruto's gang, and she's got magic. And then somehow they turn Magic Bitch into a Phantom, and she joins the other club. And then when Haruto needs recharges, he can just use Mayu, and she's the new Magic Bitch. Just cause I think I was trying to think it'd be interesting from somebody from Haruto's camp to become a Phantom, but Shunpei and Rinko have already sailed that ship. What happens if they get their rings taken off? Do they become a Phantom?
No, because he already killed their magic potential.
Why don't they fucking take the rings off? They look ridiculous.
Because they display their hope.
Okay.
Kibo no Ringu.
Wizard Investigations, we dress the hopeless.
Hello.
Did you die?
I don't know what happened. Like, it just, the call just ended on me.
Oh. The heck?
Sorry. It kept ringing.
But yeah, I enjoyed the, I enjoyed this episode. It was fun.
We're talking about Ben 10, actually. No, I'm kidding.
Shit.
You traveled to the future? That.
But yeah, like, I enjoyed the two-part. It was nice to enjoy Wizard again. Like, I said, I think, last week, Wizard's a really enjoyable show when it's not shoving power-ups and shit down your throat. I don't like that sort of forcefulness.
It's not wanted. Oh, didn't he use Drago Timer in this episode? I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
God damn it, stop with the damn Drago. Didn't she stop him or something? I meant to include that.
I don't remember.
I don't know, because there's a couple things I meant to include in the summary, but I forgot to write it.
Yeah, like, he even used the connect ring to grab it from wherever it was.
Yeah, he did that.
I'd use it to grab donuts, regardless if I was in battle.
Real time.
Oh, Lord.
There you go, okay.
I look forward to him getting affinity, because I just have him rather spam that, because even if it's really powerful, it'll at least seem less unfair if it's just one dude.
Yeah.
And yet somehow we'll still use it, still summoning the dragon forms, but like, god damn it.
But Infinity has a built-in Drago timer.
Oh my god.
Infinity just makes multiple infinities.
I'm glad that we're just seeing him
when he transforms, I don't remember if it was this episode or the last one, but he went like Hurricane. At least he stayed in it for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm glad he's not just like Hurricane Dragon. Like, he at least tries. It's like Ben 10. He doesn't immediately go Ultimate. Crunch.
My turn?
Yeah. I like how we say that, like, we're playing some sort of game.
Is it my turn yet?
Oh, that's good. All right.
Is it my turn, Awesome Rider?
No.
I wanna do a summary, too.
Let's do it.
So now it's time for Mega Force Summaries with Shuki.
Earth's Defenders, never surrender! I like how I say that and it's just nothing. I just wait for the song to finish politely.
I needed to be nice.
Well, I was talking about me. Like, I just feel awkward because I say it and then I just sit there. I need to put this belt back in the closet.
Puts the bag in the closet.
There's nowhere to put it elsewhere. It's just, this room is filled with toys.
Okay.
I feel like...
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I make toys. I don't... Well, the joke's invalid.
Yep. Always this. So, this was Who's Crying Now, or something like that.
Me!
Yeah, pretty much. So, two bullies who are in no way bullies. I decided to pick on Troy, even though Troy both looks older and is far more intimidating than they could ever be. And so they're like, oh, it's a new kid, you're fresh meat, and blah, 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 bully terms.
Fresh, so, like, you're fresh meat, and it just sounds dirty and gay.
Because they're like, are you crying? And Troy's like, look in my eyes, do you see tears? And they're like, oh, fuck. And so they just back the fuck up. And so they decide to pick on this little fat kid instead, because he's not going to be a badass like Troy is. And he's got, like, this bug, because I don't... Kids don't like bugs anymore, I'm sorry.
But, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. So, they're picking on the kid with the bug, and Troy decides to be a badass again, except he has to ruin it with, no matter how big they are, they deserve respect. Or whatever, except less active than that was.
Then Raphael just comes in and stabs the bug.
So at the spaceship thing, Melkor is making fun of Kreepog. He's like, man, you fucking suck ass. Like, you're saying that you could beat the shit out of Red, and you got your ass kicked last time, so I don't see it, dude. And so Kreepog's like, well, fuck you, and he leaves. And like, Google Publishers, Megaforce guys, and shit. So they decide to pick on the kid again, because they got nothing better to do than pick on this fat kid with the bug. And so Kreepog shows up and inadvertently saves the kid, because he starts, like, threatening the bullies. Except then the kid with the bug is like, don't pick on them, and shit, because he wants to be a superhero. I don't know.
I would have been like, moron. Let's get out of here.
Kid should have just booked it. But anyway, so the kid yells at Kreepox and saves the bullies. He's a moron, but then he's saved by G and Jake. And had that rhymes, sort of. And alliteration, woo! So they fight a bunch. And there's like fighting, and all of a sudden they're in a warehouse, even though they were out of the school. I don't know, teleportation. And
I can't make a shit.
So then they finally get their shit together, and Jake and G get knocked out. So the others find them because Noah's like, I can triangulate their coordinates and look at my fro. So they get there instantaneously. Noah runs to Jake and Emma runs to Gia, showing the true romances in the show. I think Noah gives like Jake like a massage while he's standing there.
I ship Noah and Jake hardcore. Nake. Joa.
And so
you need to get shirts made.
Troy's like, I'm leaving, Noah, come with me. And they're like, okay. So Emma apparently has to stay with her people.
Her people.
There's a really long anticlimactic fight between Troy, Noah, and Creepox, where Creepox just beats the shit out of them. And so they get the unmorphed shit. And so then Troy just gets up, and he's like, I'm gonna go, you stay here. And he goes and fights Creepox again. He's okay, Noah's injured or something, because Sentai footage.
I wish I could help you, but the Sentai footage won't allow me.
And so he's fighting, and at some point he has the sword, and something happens and he loses it in between getting hit twice. They don't show it, but it happens. And so then he unmorph whatever, and so he's on the ground next to his sword, and Kreebok is going to hit him, and then he picks up his sword, because Alita did it. And so he's sitting there going, oh shit, this guy's got a fucking scythe next to my face. And he uses the big boy willpower that's deep inside him, and Creepox dies. Nothing happens, he just looks at him and he dies. No. But Chinchilla Vrak is up on the cliff.
Remembering his chinchilla armor.
Finally remembering that he had that, he's like, shit, it was in the dry cleaners the other day.
So I apologize when I came out here naked. Because you don't know that I walk around naked on the spaceship. Nobody knows that's my naked form.
So he's up on that cliff just watching. I don't think they notice him, but he's all chinchilla and he's like, Zombats, go get him! And that was like a little bit of Zim there.
Get them.
Skylander!
So the Zombats molest Creepox and he gets giant. He's like, I'm stronger, whatever, I don't care. So they're like, go, Megaforce, because they all have to transform, because they are all not transformed. Summon Megazords, Megazord, woo, ship. And if you're wondering why the Megazord is in really weird camera angles, it's because there's supposed to be an arcade machine next to him. But they edited him out, so now it just looks like they have really sloppy camera work. But that's fine. So he's there, and then Troy's like, Gosei, we need your help. And Gosei's
like, what?
Gosei, are you fucking there? Tetsuo's flipping her shit, going, do I need your help, Gosei? And Gosei's like, oh, fuck.
The heck?
The fuck? It was just ringing. And it was like, well, oh, Troy, Lord, don't doubt yourself. It's time for you to unlock a new power. I'm like, what, you just got a fucking switch back there? It's like, oh, well, they earned this one. Flips, Ultra Gosei, Great Megazord switch. And so I'm pretty sure Gosei is just a giant fucking asshole, just like Zordon. They taught each other assholisms. So he unlocks their Ultra Gosei, Great Megazord card, even though it says Hyper Gosei, Great, but we will ignore that. So they do the thing, and it's like, this will let us summon all of the Zords at once. So the 9 Zords come out. And then in a magical jump cut, the Gosei Great managed to get a huge backpack that is shaped like an arcade cabinet.
Summon Gosei back brace.
This other Zord appeared magically. And so then they make the Ultra Gosei Great Megazord. And they kill Creepox with like laser beams and shit. So then they win. Jake can't dance. Gia puts him in his place because she's an awful woman or whatever. I don't know. I wasn't reading Twitter at the time, so I don't know what he said.
She's got a mouth.
And she uses it well. And
yeah, so she does.
The bully guy, at least one of them, the one that actually did the bullying, the other one just fucking stood there. Bullies always have like a main bully and a bully that is just a bully because he associates with the other bully.
He's a bully by association.
He just fucking stood there all the time. He didn't do shit. But the main bully guy, who was actually less threatening looking than the side bully guy, was like, stop! And he does a stupid, like, fucking finger snap thing to get people's attention.
Oh my god, he's back! They both snapped their fingers. Confirmed.
Confirmed. And so he's like, stop, I need to save this kid's bug. And he's like, everything deserves respect or whatever. I'm like, no, bullshit. You don't do a turnaround that quickly. I'm sorry, I don't care who you are. You do not turn around in a couple hours just because you got threatened by a giant cockroach thing with scythe. I mean, that would scare the shit out of me, yes, but it wouldn't let me change my personality in the matter of an hour. But anyhow, It ends. And so that's the thing. Troy's like, oh, what the fuck are we going to do? What's after Kreepox? Because I forgot they never met Melkor.
They never met anybody.
They should have remembered Vrak exists.
Well, he was naked, so they're trying to repress that memory. He was just hanging his space dong in their faces. And he's like, what the fuck's wrong with this dude? My penis protects me from the sound waves.
Oh my god.
I'm royalty, bitch. these are the royal jewels, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know when to stop. Just keep thinking of more of them.
Oh, wow. Naked Vrak, Chinchilla Vrak, and Robo Vrak.
Metal Alice gives Vrak a robot mode so he put on some fucking clothes. Like, but I have clothes, Metal Alice. Bitch, that's a chinchilla you're wearing. Makes Vrak sound so stupid.
Like, those bullies were the most non-threatening bullies I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Bulk and Skull were more threatening than these bullies.
You know, I find it funny, especially for the time, with how overly goody two-shoes MMPR could be, that, like, they would legitimately fight Bulk and Skull. Like, they would, like, kick him into shit. Surprised they did that, now that I think about it. Like, Jason would be like, ooh! And he'd just kick him into something. Like, and back at the bowling alley, they did a whole dance number in front of him. That was... Well, I'd hit him, but I don't want to be rude. Like, I get it's a kid's show, but I hate when they try to teach you stuff like that and it's so unrealistic. Like, in real life, like I said, Troy would get stabbed. So what happens? He would step up to these bullies, stop them from their other bully activities. He'd find himself shanked in the back. If they were like legit, like serious bullies instead of just like teasing, but like it's like serious bullies, like get a degree. No, but I mean, it's just so unrealistic for how. I guess once you see the real world more, I don't know. It's just not teaching kids things right.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
I mean, look at how, like, Carly teaches you to do it. Just, Sam, get him. Goes after him with a butter sock. That's how you handle bullies.
Oh, I like how, I think Troy's been watching Prison Break. Because he's taking his last name to heart. Like, I'm sitting here going, he acts a lot like a young version that's far less threatening of Lincoln. Like... He's just sitting there being a badass, not really saying anything. I'm like, okay, you're a Burroughs, all right.
Like, I think it's funny that I really don't like the bully episodes, but this concept would have been more suited for Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And possibly, they could have maybe even worked it in with Troy, like, protecting him, and still he could have pulled off his line, but it just doesn't make sense, because even though Troy's... I mean, look at him. All the girls are probably just sitting there already wet. I'm just saying.
I think his ADR is still messed up.
Troy's?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if that's his ADR, the direction of his character, or just him.
I don't know, but his DDR skills are pretty shitty, so. But I do find it funny that, like, it seems like... it reminds me when someone makes a joke and they hear people laugh the first time and they just keep making it because I think it's cool every time. That, like, he pulled off that "do you see any tears" line, which came off kind of okay when he was with the bully because they're like, oh, you're such a wimp. He's like, you see any tears? And like how you put it, he's like, oh, fuck. We better back up. And like Troy's like, oh, that was pretty fucking cool. I'm just going to use that line a bunch more times. And so like he kept saying it. I think he said it 4 times. Like he said it to Kreepox when he had his helmet on. Do you see any tears? I don't know. You got a helmet on, bro. So you're probably crying right now.
I love it at the end when Jake was dancing all weird like, and yeah, Sarah Hunt was looking at him like, "The fuck is wrong with you?"
It was really awkward.
You're carrying my books. I find that sexist. She made him carry her books. You know, just because he's a guy, you assume he's gonna do that for you. That's sexist.
Other than the fact that the bully plot bothers me... Oh, first of all, I have to say this. That little kid did not fit in with the rest of the school. He was about, like, 12.
No. So
I think he was the ideal cast member for Linear Ranger. He wanted that kid to be cast as the Red Ranger. Why don't they cast more people like him? I mean, he did not look like he fit there at all. I think he was from the neighboring middle school and just walked into the wrong building.
I was thinking that. I'm looking at this kid going, okay, everyone else around you is clearly played by someone in their 20s. You, how did you get there?
You were clearly 10.
Like, they clearly, like, make a distinction to the stereotype they believe gets bullied. And then I just couldn't help but think of the gingers don't have souls of Red Redemption for some reason. Like, I thought it was that kid. Thought Tosh was going to show up. I don't know why. But anyway, other than not caring for that whole Goody Two-Shoes moral stuff, I think that the anticlimactic nature of the battle with Creepox kind of highlighted a problem, is that the villains have a huge disconnect. Like, we don't know anything about them other than they're hovering in space and they're evil. Like, Warstar had that problem, but at the same time, didn't the Warstars destroy him before? So they're at least, like, some sort of connection to villains. So they're like, these are the Warstars, they destroyed Heaven's Tower, we're trying to stop them. It was very basic, and Ghost Ager really didn't have very much going on. I remember we complained about it. But at least you had that. And how even MMPR... Zordon's like, this is my rival bitch, her name's Rita. So, like, you had some sort of established connection, but Gosei was never like, oh, these are the War Stars, they attack people, and this is them. They're just like, go. And then they went for 6 episodes. That's what happened.
Like, have they been called War Star on screen?
Not that I remember.
Because Creepox keeps calling them insectoids.
Yeah, I don't think they've been called Warstar. I don't remember that name.
I thought that was what they're called, sorry.
Well, no, because that's what they've been called in all the promotional materials, Warstar. But I don't remember if they've ever actually been called Warstar on screen. Because Creepox is over here continuously using the term insectoids.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Regardless, Ghostly hasn't really referenced them other than the evils attacking. Like, usually at the beginning of the season, no matter how shitty, you get the explanation of, hey, this is your enemy, this is their MO, even if it's a stupid MO, like Rita. Zordon was just like, hey, we used to fight, she bitch, she attack, go get her. Like, both share very basic setups, but I feel this huge disconnect between the Rangers and the enemy because, like you said, all they know is Creepox. They don't even remember Naked Vrak. It's like there's no kind of disconnect where they're like, oh, what's that guy going to roll up this week? They don't even know who the fucking guy is. For all they know, they're in the delusion world.
The thing with, like, Datus being removed, it didn't really bother me much. Like, I think it could have easily been remedied by getting the Ultra Change Zord card, having them summon that thing, like, even if they wanted to put it on the cycle that the toy is, like, having them summon with the cycle thing, and, like, detach, and, like, beam the Datus corpse on the back of him, like, that would have been fine, I think, because right now the Ultra Change Zord is kind of sitting on shelves a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm finding them all, but I usually see the Ultra Change Zord the most, because I think his just don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it would have easily been remedied by a little bit of their own CGI, which I know they're not afraid of doing, and just have the guy appear on the cycle thing and, like, pop off the cycle, beam Datus' corpse on, and bam, they attach. They could have sold the toy that way and not have a corpse magically attach. Like, it's one of the things where it's really hard to notice what happened until you look at it from the back and see the Datus corpse attached to it. Otherwise, looking at it from the front, you just got all these things just protruding from his back now. Because that's just how the design works.
It's just really noticeable from the back, because it's not just like a blank piece, like, it's super colorful and shit.
Yeah.
It's a arcade machine doing a handstand. For me, like, I think that could have been a good idea, to manipulate it so they could sell more toys and to make it not seem so stupid. But at the same time, because I love Datus, I am a little bit upset still they cut him out of the show. Mainly because I'm all for originality, but they go in the wrong direction. It's like instead of spending time thinking of something else original to do, they're cutting out something that's making it a little bit extra difficult on that, like making the footage look stupid. And then given the fact that we have to cram all this content in, assuming there's still what's going on, we're cramming Ghost Agers or Gokaiger elements in next season, they have all this stuff to cram in, and we spend this time on the stupid filler bully shit when we could possibly spend it on maybe doing something with Datus. Maybe, what if like Tenso piloted him from the command center or something? I don't know, but like they say we have all this to cover, but we're still doing bullshit for the first chunk. I hate when that happens.
I'm more or less just still trying to figure out why they chose to do Tenso instead of just keeping the Datus suit as Tenso.
Yeah,
particularly when the Datus suit gets used in the mecha combinations. If they kept Datus as Tenso, all they would have really had to do was say, Gosei be like, hey, fuck Tenso, get the shit out there and help them. And he's like, okay. Like, that's all they would have had to do.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like I said, I'm all for originality, but they cut. It's like they go in the wrong direction. They cut corners where they don't need to. It's like, you know how easy that could have been? You could have saved money, maybe put it somewhere else. I like Datus, like, because I'm used to them using suits from side characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They use the hamster concept from Hurricane Drake, except they made him not look stupid. I mean, he looked CGI stupid, but the one from fucking Hurricane Drake looked like a taxidermy. So it freaked me out a little bit whenever he would talk. But I don't know what they were thinking. I guess maybe just because it's not going to be used that much. Because Hyper or Ghost Egg Great wasn't used that much.
No, I mean, they'll...
Maybe
one more time.
Because then we get Gosei Knight, and then it's all over.
Because once we get Gosei Knight, they're just going to spam Gosei Great Grand, or whatever the fuck the English name is.
And then we get Ultimate, and then it's on to whatever the hell is going on after that.
So that's why I don't really consider it that big of a deal, because it's not going to be heavily used, so it doesn't really bother me. I still think the choices they made are weird.
But I just think it's funny because it really like me. They have a really stupid way of thinking in general. Like, I was thinking about that when I was watching Die Ranger. I'm like, why in the world did they not just fucking change to these suits? Like, it created so many problems. Like, they ordered up the second Die Ranger footage and then decided to use the Die Ranger footage and then mushed it together. I mean, how stupid was that?
That was really stupid.
I was like, why did you purposely special order this footage and then decide to use half of the footage? It cracks me up, like, because I see little decisions like that being made now. It's like Saban's not thinking. They're not hiring the right people to think correctly.
Because they're over here, they're like, hey, Toei, we need more of that footage. And so they, like, make more footage. And then Bandai's over here going, hey, we need to sell more toys. And so they're like, well, shit. So they have to use the Die Ranger Zord things for the season 2. So they have to take the footage that Toei made strictly for them, featuring Daijujin and company, and mix it with the Die Ranger footage against monsters the Die Ranger Zords never fought, because Bandai fucked up.
It's really stupid. They should have just not destroyed the original Zords and just had them switch off.
Yeah.
Like, there's always these simple pathways, and, like, just not switching the suits in general created so many problems. Like, they'd have to film their own footage. Oh my, I've never heard a TV show do that. And they had to edit that little scene where they put them in the Megazord instead of the Die Rangers. It's just, they don't problem solve very well, at least from my point of view.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, just funny.
I think that's our sign to go into the future past.
Yeah, he'll get an energy boost pretty soon here.
Yeah, he'll be back alive and kicking in 2 seconds. Because now it's time for Ramble, Ramble, Ramble time.
Yeah. Is that not good enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel sad that we're doing this without our spray can.
Yeah, he... It might have been here, might have not. I lost my memory between segments.
I feel like the DC Nation portion of this episode is just lacking something without having some douchebag to talk to us about it.
DC Nation is going to be lacking when it doesn't have any shows anymore.
Yeah, it'll be even more lacking after it gets canceled because it's not as awesome as it is now. Or was, I guess.
So speaking of DC Nation, Pokemon.
That's right.
It's a good segue right there. Ash finished off Trip, and he took it with a smile.
I feel like Trip Pikachu should have just won instantly. Like, use like Fire Spin or something, and it would just die.
Pikachu should have won instantly back when he fought it when it was a Snivy. Now, if he would have fought him for the first time and had a little trouble, I'd be like, alright, that's fine, he's a fully evolved Pokemon. But when he literally just picked it up from the teacher. The professor.
Picked it up from the teacher.
I don't know why I said that. From the professor, and...
Hello, teacher, I'm a Pokemon.
Yeah, that. I lost my thought. I hear Zelda music.
No, that was the, how you call it, the Zambat sword.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a toy.
But no, what were we talking about? Oh, it's Pokemon.
Damn it! Why do I keep calling it fucking Survivor? Superior. There you go. Sorry. I can't remember. Did the episode end with the fight ending, or did something else happen? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, because someone else fought. Who was it?
Bianca and Cameron, right?
And they all fought and made it through their battles, and they were like, oh my goodness, Ash is having trouble battling a superior with Pikachu.
I remember that, because it was like Samurott and Samurott and Emboar or something like that. But, I feel like anything I have to say would be a repeat of last week, but I thought it should have been a longer battle. Like, Trip, they make him his big new rival, and then he's around being an asshole, and all of a sudden he's nice, and then he's just out on a one-round fight. It seems so wasteful. And it also pissed me off, just because I feel like they're trying to replicate Paul, but they just did it shittily. Yep, that's a word now, shittily.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why he had to be first out. Like dude, he did not make it as far as Bianca. Let's all take a second to think about that. Bianca has made it further into this tournament than Trip. Stefan, who no one even knows his actual name, has made it further into this tournament than Trip. The person who thought you could get in with 7 badges and had to go to Johto for the Unova League made it further than Trip. This is the sad state this program is in, folks. This is... that's just... I mean, sure, Paul was a giant dick, but at least he knew how to battle properly and got to use more than one Pokemon in his battle with Ash.
I liked him as a rival just because... I like the fact that Ash got a rival that was like him, that had been around all these regions and had a bunch of different Pokemon from everywhere. Instead of Trip's like, oh, I'm a rookie that's going to kick your ass because I'm dressed like Trip from Time Force.
He is kind of dressed like Trip from Time Force.
It's kind of funny.
Mind Trip. Ha ha.
Oh my god. Yeah. Last time I heard that joke, I fell off my dinosaur. More Step Brothers. I think I did that like 3 times already.
Fell off your dinosaur?
No, the joke. And what's his name in Japan? Like Shooting?
Shooty.
Oh, okay. Shooting?
Because he likes...
It's Shooting! Oh, yeah, because he, had that camera bit for, a half an episode. He was like, oh, interesting. Oh, fuck, I dropped my camera. Guess that bit's over. I don't know why he had an accent now.
But...
Paul's name is Shinji, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shinji-kun!
Yeah.
Nisa!
You're a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Olive Jew Ranger.
But, yeah, so, I want to say, you know what's upsetting though, right? We just had this battle thing, and we're like, oh yeah, more tournament. Next episode, we're taking a break from fighting to watch Axew get lost at the Pokemon League tournament.
And we could have had this time spent on longer and more interesting battles.
On more than a one-on-one between Ash and Trip, we could have had even if it was a 3-on-3 battle, I'd have been okay with it. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, sure, I would love 6-on-6, but if it was just 3-on-3, like, I would have been much happier with it and been felt like he tripped when I was at least a little bit of dignity.
Yeah.
Than just 1-on-1. I mean, sure, I guess they're like their meeting ended the way it started. Like Pikachu versus his starter, but
that
still
could have been the last matchup, though. That's usually how it goes, just like Electivire versus Infernape.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't technically their first battle, but that was like the most important part of Ash and Paul's little rivalry. I don't know, it just seems like such a waste. I hope we see Paul again at some point. It'd be kind of neat if they brought him back for this Orange Islands arc.
Yeah. That would be cool. I'd like if a couple of his rivals just showed up, like from the different regions. Like
that guy from Hoenn that no one ever talks about. I forgot his name.
I was gonna say, was it Harrison, the guy with the Blaziken that beat Charizard?
Yeah, that introduced us to the Hoenn region.
Yeah, like just different people. I mean, we already saw Charizard like come back now, so we just have different people that have. That are, he's battled in League or that, even if people that weren't in the League, they just were in a couple episodes or something, just have him come back.
There was also that guy that had the Meowth, I think it was Sinnoh?
Oh, yeah, the one that beat him the last time.
His Meowth was all dressed fancy.
I don't know, he was like one of the Musketeers or something, like.
It seems weird to have a Pokemon tournament without Jesse and James selling popcorn in the stands. Or whatever they do usually.
I know, like, I'm like making their comments about what Ash is doing, like.
Like, usually they're out there selling popcorn, doing that, and then, like, they'll run into him in the hallway, try to steal Pikachu, fail, do it again the next episode. That used to be, like, a thing. Like, literally every single episode, Team Rocket would try to steal Pikachu.
I miss it so much.
I never thought I would. Well, I guess move on to Ben 10 and.
Let's move on to Ben 10. So, I'm trying to figure out how I feel. I still don't know how I feel about the incursions being a
legit threat.
Yes,
I think that I'm not too fond of the idea of them being so important for this long, but I liked the hour-long episode.
Oh, absolutely. It was a really cool episode. I love how I was just feeling like he's violating with the Omnitrix and puts it into, like, randomization mode. He gets to, what is it, like, Snarrow, whatever we're calling Ben Mummy now, and he's like,
yeah.
The fuck is this?
I don't even remember what this thing does.
Who is this? Where did you come from? I don't know what you are.
It's a pretty cool new design.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I was a big fan of those aliens before. So I want a new one though. Like, I want a Snarrow figure to go with my Ben Mummy.
I think they're making one.
I'm sure they will. I just want it now. Because I have that set that has all of them in it, Ghost Freak and the three of them. So I want, like, the updated versions of them to go with it.
It seems so weird. Like, we literally never saw those again after they introduced, except for the Ultimate Alien intro.
Yeah. And we got Astrodactyl again in this episode doing stuff. I liked all those different, like, was it the Waybads?
The mutated guys.
That was freaky. And they started, like, putting, like, incursion heads on all of our monuments. Like, you bastards.
I like how that was, like, a threat. Like, all right, we're going to do more monuments if you don't surrender. Okay. I think it was funny just in general when he put it on random mode and, like, he just started destroying shit by mistake. Like, his energy, he's like, all right, just don't get too close. You might get cancer.
Yeah. Like,
why would you think it's a good idea to get out of the suit instead of just getting up?
Because he's stupid.
Pretty much, it's true.
Oh.
And then...
There's a third person here.
And then Grandpa Max thinks they died, and he's like, no!
I will avenge them! Grandpa? Ben? The fuck?
Well, that was pretty stupid. Like, he knows Ben could survive that. I mean, really...
He's Ben. I like when he put on random mode and the two, what's their name, Blukic and Driebo were like, well, you seem to have put it on random mode. Thanks.
Well, you seem to have put the Omnitrix on randomization mode. They're like the freaking Vrito brothers, except intelligent.
I should have known, but it said it put it in randomization mode. So stupid. I like just the little, pack, like the little gang they made after the invasion. It's like Gwen, Kevin, one of them, I don't remember which one it was. I think it was a skinny one. Galvan. And
oh yeah,
Arjit. I really don't care for Arjit.
I was like, oh look, Arjit's here. That's cool. And they got all naked. That was creepy.
And of course, Arjit's being an asshole.
Yeah, like I get, like I don't want them to necessarily redeem him or anything, but I hate that. That's every time he appears, he just betrays them. Like you could have one episode where he's just kind of sneaky and maybe like tries to steal something, but not full on betrays him because it just gets kind of old.
Yeah.
He's really stupid. It's one of those characters that he's in there just because Derek Wyatt likes him a lot, kind of like the Riddle brothers and the reason for the Upchuck fanfare. I loved Ben's incursion form.
Oh, he looks so different than everyone else, and they're like, nah, it's fine.
But I liked that idea. I thought that was pretty smart of him to stay locked in that form. Yeah, crack
even though it had that mode.
Bullfrag is awesome. Apparently he's going to get a... Next time he appears, he's going to get a different suit that's like made up based off of Ben's clothes. And they're keeping the Squirtle Squad shades on him. Because
Squirtle Squad shades?
Yeah.
I mean, I really liked him in that form. I mean, he didn't really have any special powers or do anything, but it was just kind of a neat idea.
I just like the fact that they're expanding the Omnitrix and showing aliens like that, or like the ones from that one episode that aren't necessarily like super warriors.
Like Molestash and the Worst.
I don't know what episode it was. They were showing a marathon like all weekend, and I watched an episode. It was super early on, and there was a worst alien like stacking shit in like Undertown, and it was like before that episode happened. I'm like, I never noticed that. Those things are so adorable.
Like, yeah, like that's just like it's fun to see all those different ones. He does get to jump pretty good though, being a frog, you know. But then again, we have Crash Hopper who can jump, but whatever.
He can stick his tongue out and shit.
He can hit on that frog chick.
And she essentially won. It's kind of annoying.
Well, that probably has upset all the kids, and they're just going to kill themselves now because Ben didn't have 100% victory. It's all grimdark.
Show has no viewers. No one's watching it. That's going to get replaced by Metal Heroes next year.
The ratings are zero. Did you see them? Let's all check the ratings.
I feel like there's something else in particular I wanted to mention about the episode, but I can't think of what it was.
Probably that you are homosexual.
Probably that came out during the episode. Mm-hmm. It was the whole thing.
I like how Kevin was the only one that didn't know it was Ben.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
They're like, oh, hey, Kevin. And he's like, oh, hey, Ben. He's like, what? Oh, man. Oh, like a dumbass. Kevin's Matt.
Rook's over here going, I had a feeling, and then Gwen knew because she's psychic. And Kevin's over here going, oh, man.
Oh, man.
It was Ben the entire time.
How could I have not seen this?
I like that. I didn't really expect it to be a full-on, like such a long period of time, the whole month.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Like, that's, like, legit. Ben was, like, pretending to be an incursion for, like, a long period of time. There was, like, it reminded me of The Dark Knight Rises, like, whole thing at the end where everything's all taken over by Bane. But
I wasn't expecting that at all. I don't really mind, but I just wasn't expecting it to go a whole month. I'm like, well, shit. That's the time where I'm glad shows like these aren't set in a particular time. Because, like, if you're trying to set it in, like, present time, they're like, oh, a month in the future. You're like, oh, fuck, there goes that.
Yeah. Oh, it's also in that cartoon time where Ben stayed 16 forever now.
Yeah.
So much has happened at that young age. I'm just going to pretend he's 17 mentally.
He's been 16. Dude, it's been like a month. Surely you had, nope, still 16. Like freaking Ash.
Ash, we know it's been like 12 years for you. No, I'm 10.
No, I'm 10.
Dude, it's you even once said it's been a year since you met Pikachu. Nope, still 10.
It's like that movie Orphan, but not as creepy.
I don't know what that is, but I will agree with you that you are a homosexual.
It was they adopted what they thought was an evil little girl, and it turns out she was like 30 years old, but she had some sort of rare form of dwarfism. It's really creepy. Don't watch it.
I wouldn't watch it anyway.
I don't know why I end up watching these horror movies and knowing about them, regretting it later. For times like this, so I can make an Orphan reference during the Ben 10 discussion.
I'm so sexy. You wanna make sweet passionate love to me.
Katawa.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah, not too much else to say other than I actually really enjoyed the hour long.
Yeah. So how long is it going to be before we get new Ben 10s again? Or are we just going to just keep going?
Next week I think it's new.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're still going.
Ben 10 has turned into Pokemon where it just keeps going.
Can somebody explain this to Nickelodeon and Saban how this works?
It doesn't follow like Cartoon Network law anymore. It just keeps going.
Like, I'm assuming, I've said this for weeks now, but I'm assuming it's going to end fairly soon, so we'll have summer off like normal, and then it'll probably come back. But if it ends up airing at least almost 40 episodes this year, then I don't see why Power Rangers can't go back to that. Because obviously, according to everyone else, Nick doesn't care about it. So if they didn't care about when it aired, why wouldn't they just air it straight through? It would always give them something new to air.
Yeah.
I don't know. And how dare they promote SpongeBob? Yeah, it's kind of their number one show. I kind of see why they do that. And they own it. So
how dare they?
God, just shut up.
Shut up.
Not really a fan of it, but, you know, it's their show. They're going to promote it.
They're trying to kill Power Rangers. They're not promoting it.
Oh, brother.
Speaking of brothers.
Green Lantern.
I have no idea.
How is that a segue?
I was channeling my inner Dawson and doing a segue. That
and having a
no
bad
sense.
Segue?
It's like a bit. Green Lantern's over.
You called?
Oh my god.
Kilowog hugged Razor and I shed a tear.
That was.
I've never been so sad watching a cartoon. And I cried when Butterfree left as a kid.
I can still picture. Oh,
we all know about Little Shuki. Trust me, we all know about Little Shuki.
Oh god.
That was like the most upsetting thing ever. Like,
I feel like Aya's plan was flawed. I mean, starting with the fact killing all of humanity is generally a flawed plan. Or humanity.
Yes.
But
that's my ultimate goal, but that's fine.
Went back to the beginning of everything and stopped it. Then no living thing would be around to create her. Her, like, spark wouldn't exist. So then she wouldn't have been able to do that. So then...
But, no, because she was outside of time.
Oh, she was in that place where that one thing eats you and people are made out of chunks and the TARDIS becomes alive. And plus, the Doctor would have just rebooted the universe anyway. So she would have been like, son of a bitch. He flew the Pandorica into the fucking Big Bang again. It's Big Bang 3. That's just what I assume would have happened. The two Amys would have met again. There's a plastic soldier. It's a whole thing. It's an ordeal, but they have to do it. Tamar Ray spoke. I don't remember what
Tamar
he said.
Tamar Ray was there. Guy Gardner was there being cool. I love when he's like, starts like antagonizing Kilowog.
Guy Gardner in general is just fun to watch. I wish he was in the season a little more, but given the storyline they set up, he kind of wasn't really able to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really didn't like so much about it. Like, it was a really good ending. And then I love the end where, like, Razor flies off and then the blue ring follows him.
Yeah, that
like,
was...
That was just... That was really cool to me. Like,
for the fact that they produced this not knowing they were canceled, it was kind of a perfect finale. Because it kind of leaves it ambiguous with Aya possibly being out there, Razor searching for her, him possibly getting that ring. No one else died.
Because you see that, like, you know, I mean, he has no reason to have all that rage anymore. Instead, he is out there hoping. He got all this hope that Aya's alive. So it makes sense, given the emotions and the way the powers work, that he switches to a blue ring.
I mean, I certainly would have liked to see where it went, but I mean, I think that it left with enough sort of closure that it wasn't like some sort of major questions left hanging.
Like, does Sarah remember? I don't know.
Fades to black. Wait a minute. All right, Kickstarter time. Everybody grab some Subway. Veronica Mars can do it years later. We can do it too.
Zachary Levi is on board for this shit. He is fucking pumped.
Like, after that thing with Veronica Mars stuff did happen and the fact that he's so committed to it, I think it probably will happen someday. I've listened to a few of his interviews. He has really good ideas about the way that should all go, but that's for a different conversation. I want to talk about Chuck during Green Lantern.
That's just because Zachary Levi is awesome. And
what was I going to say? I forgot.
She had a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I understand it, given how everything was just kind of revealed to her, and
revealed. She couldn't handle it. It was so exciting.
She's there going, well, shit.
Well, she attacked Razor, and she's like, oh, fuck. I didn't want to do that. Like, I was about to kill all of humanity, but Razor got a boo-boo. Shit, I'm back.
Shit, I'm out.
She was like, can I get a do-over? But I love how they figure out, like, well, she really hasn't been killing everything in sight. She's just kind of destroying things that already have nothing there. He's like, bitch, I know your secret. She's like, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not doing that at all.
There was microorganisms on those planet. Now they're dead. Fuck them. There was one planet entirely populated by bees. Bees are aliens. Don't be so daft. Love that part. Like, he's mad at her for not knowing. Bees are aliens. Anyway. Yeah, there was something I was going to say. Oh, like I said before, given the fact that this wasn't set up to be a series finale, it's kind of funny the way, when I think about how the whole season was structured, like, because we in the first arc, and then at the beginning, it seems like you're setting up for what's basically going to be, like, the status quo for the rest of the season, with, like, them basically patrolling all the space and having a bunch of different adventures. But, like, the second, or the first season would have ended with their spaceship destroyed and their team broken up again. And inevitably, in the first episode of season two, they would have somehow gotten everything back to normal. That's usually how they do it. I kind of hate when shows do that, actually. When they have, like, some sort of game-changing season finale, and then they put it all back together in the first episode of the next season.
Yeah.
But it's really sad that it's not going to get more. It had so much potential.
I'm so upset. Like, I couldn't handle it. I didn't want it to end. I was like, no, don't come back.
And I can safely say, having watched both of the finales, that this one kind of left a lot more of an impact. Like, I'm far more sad to see Green Lantern go than Young Justice, because Green Lantern, like you said, it has so much potential as a series that it didn't get to do and didn't get to branch out of.
Because it just started.
Yeah.
I saw an article on IGN today that basically told us what Aristotle was saying about this toy store is not wanting Green Lantern because of the movie merchandise. Mm-hmm. And if you, like, strip all of this, like, shenanigans in the article away, the base reasoning is so stupid. It's like the store didn't understand what type of toys they were buying. So because non-existent toys didn't sell, the show was canceled.
Basically. Like that's how stores are. They don't look at sublines or anything like that. They look at, oh, Transformers. Oh, we've got a lot of Dark in the Moon product. Oh, we're not going to order this. So that's what happens to the end of Reveal the Shield, where none of the toys get released.
It's just like how you put Megaforce stuff on clearance because they just lump it in with Samurai.
Yeah.
That's just power. You have robots working there? Power Ranger product on sale. That's a different series. It says Power Ranger. That's how I got my Samurai Megazord. They put it on clearance at Walmart because it was with the other original Megazords. That's hilarious. The original Megazords were on clearance and everyone's like, Zom, Legacy Megazord. You could have gotten like a million of them back a few years ago. It's kind of funny. If they would have just used the retro packaging, you would have had people fapping all over it.
But then the packaging would have gotten sticky. You probably wouldn't be able to get it open. You wouldn't. The stickers wouldn't stick. You wouldn't want that.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, I wish they would have said, yeah,
that was kind of gross, and I apologize.
Yeah, it's about normal. I wish they could have, like, sat the stores down and be like, look, this is a total different thing. Or at least given it a bit more of a chance.
Look, this is a total thing. Van Wilder is not involved in this show.
It's just, I get the reason, but it's just, with a show like that, they didn't even have a chance to get toys. Like, I mean, it makes sense for Young Justice. They had a chance to get toys, and they made really shitty toys. Shitty toys didn't sell. Okay, there you go. Green Lantern didn't even get a chance.
It bothers me that all these shows are hindered on toys. Like, I know our little living is based off of shows like this, but not every show ever is based off merchandise. There's a ton of children's shows that are just, that don't really have any merchandise other than, like, the occasional, like, Valentines or folders you see. Do they base it off that? Maybe we should have gotten some Green Lantern folders. Look how long.
Like, I'm curious. If fucking Dora is all based on merchandise sales.
Dora. Shut up, Pandora. I hate you. Rot in your stupid floating urn.
Dora, Pandora.
Oh, pretty con. Pretty con confirmed. What was I going to say? Like, look at Adventure Time. That show's, like, super popular.
Oh, come on. That was gold. That was comedy gold.
I didn't hear what you said, so I was just glazing over.
Pretty con confirmed.
Whoa. That part was funny. Hey, what was I saying? Something about McDonald's? No. Adventure Time. That's, like, a super popular show. But that I remember, other than, like, the Hot Topic hipster shirts, I never saw Adventure Time merchandise in stores for at least a year or two before.
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, we got them at work now, and they don't sell that much.
And I know it's a different type of show, but it's still the same concept. I mean, it was around for a while. It was doing good, but they never tried to exploit it until now, I guess, maybe because they wouldn't think of exploiting a comedic cartoon. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I just wish it wasn't the way it is. Because they usually come out with these series close to the movie. That's just kind of the way it is. Every time there's a new movie, there's a new series. But in this case, it didn't really work out. Well, Young Justice, I'm trying to remember what happened. I remember there was Superhero. The Justice League looking like fucking idiots.
It was basically just 30 minutes of the Flash and company running around in circles.
It was 30 minutes. Well, they did more than that. We destroyed Green Beetle. But what?
Kevin's turning into a rap.
Your microphone occasionally makes this really high-pitched squeaky noise.
It almost makes you like auto-tune. It sounds like you're going to start becoming a rap star of some sort.
I don't want to be a rap star, yo. No.
I find it funny how it did that then.
Perfect.
Kevin's the new Will I Am. T-Pain
oh, God,
microphone.
No. But
have any
the Green Beetle scarab got destroyed, but
yeah, that got destroyed. And then
like, we couldn't kill him. We couldn't kill Barzaum because he's not the Flash. So we can only kill the Flash. Like, oh, okay.
It seems so sad that like after all of these epic battles, that Kid Flash dies running. Like, I mean, I know it was some sort of whatever generator, whatever shit they were trying to do, but, like, I would have rather had him die in some sort of
a magnetic resonance something or other.
I don't know, it just seems stupid. Like, it seems like a workplace accident. Rather, well, I guess that would be, if you died in battle as a superhero, I guess that's a workplace accident.
Good job, more personal,
if you would have gotten, like, killed fighting the Reach or the Light or something, or anything with the in front of it, really, instead of the generator. Like, oh, the generator's so powerful, he's gonna, like, fucking disappear, man. Because
do you have to fill out an accident report for that? Like an at-place incident report?
Why?
Nature of injury. Disappeared into nothingness. Okay? What were you doing when this injury occurred? Running around generator at supersonic speed.
Like, why?
Witnesses. Just... Shit.
Why isn't he as fast as the other two? Is he half Flashtonian?
No, there's an actual explanation to that. It has to do with the connection of the Speed Force and just the way Wally has his powers as compared to the Allens. It's the same reason that when that they first introduced Impulse and they had all the four Flashes there, that Barry Allen and Bart Allen could talk really, really fast at each other, but Wally just stood there going, dude, I got like every fourth word.
Every fourth word. Because
their powers are derived from the same thing, whereas Wally's are slightly different. It's still the like super speed, but he got it a little differently. So
I know nothing about them. All I know about the Flash is that he's fast, and then that one kid's always dressed up as him in Daddy Daycare, and he didn't know shit about him. He's like, we're gonna fight the Joker, and like that guy was all mad that he didn't know anything about the Flash. So basically,
well, the Flash is on meth. Just ask Peanut. No, not Peanut. Oh, ask shit. The dude with the giant D for da-da-da-da. Marvin, superhero with the big fucking nose.
Oh, yeah, he died.
His weakness is porn.
I just don't get why Kid Flash had to die. He, like,
to make Artemis cry and become
tired. He died in, like, the last 6 minutes of the show. And everyone's like, oh, shit, he died. And then Artemis is crying, and then she gets hugged by old people. And then they're like, oh man, it sucks that he died. Yeah, I'm Kid Flash now, even though I was going to be Kid Flash because Kid Flash told me I could be Kid Flash. And
but now I feel bad about being Kid Flash.
Sad again. And she's like, oh, I'm Tigress now because blondes and stuff. Like,
but always, like, before he was like, I'm going to be Kid Flash because Kid Flash said so. Yeah, I feel good about this. And I was like, I'm going to be Kid Flash because Kid Flash dead. I feel bad about this, yo.
I was gonna have to make my own outfit, but check it out.
Check it out, it fits.
And then Static decided to be Static, and that was fun.
No one else decided to be anyone else.
That was completely random. The little fuck faces, the misfits, are off drinking, and like he's like, all of a sudden, I'm good now, and whatever happened, we never got to see Thomas H. Norstein. I'm just going on a complete rant now.
Arsenal's off giving himself a stranger with that robotic arm.
Like, I thought... because they did Green Lantern, they didn't know they were going to be the last season. I thought they were setting up for something for next season with this other group of the random dudes in Arsenal. But then he's like, oh no, they broke up. The band broke up, so I'm Static now. I'll put a shock to your system. And you're like, all right, we'll get you a suit. And he's like mentored by that other guy who his name Grease Lightning.
I have no
black
idea what
lightning.
His name's what?
Black Lightning.
Isn't he black? That's racist.
Bitch be tripping.
It's funny.
Black Lightning.
But yeah, the overall episode itself was just kind of a little rushed endeavor of like going around and destroying generators and the Justice League looking like complete idiots. They couldn't even fucking find their way out of the courthouse. Like the team had to come in and save him again. And then they take credit, the fucking news report. Thanks to the Justice League, we're saved. They didn't do shit. They spent this entire series in court. That's not even a joke. Like, if anything, this entire series has made the Justice League look like idiots. They're like, yeah, you're going to work side by side with us because we're going to steal tips from you. It's like, they don't know how to do anything. They just get set up for shit, beat up, they lose. They have to rely on their sidekick to save their butt for 2 seasons in a row. I think that's hilarious. They like
take tips from you. That's great.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I can just see like Batman and Superman like looking over their shoulders, like writing down shit. Like, you mean we could come up with strategies and like sting operations? I was just thinking punch, but fuck. Let's do this. yeah, the overall episode was just kind of rushed. I did like the ending, like, scene where, they're all getting debriefed by Aqualad, and,
Aquaface?
Aquafresh. That should be his new name. And then Robin, Nightwing was like, Nightwing was just, I'm trying to make a point, and I just got Robin's name
wrong. Just call him Dick.
And then Dick was like, it's my uncle, it seems weird. Nightwing was like business as usual, and I thought that was just kind of a good way to leave it, because regardless of how any of these shows end, they're always going to be fighting random evils, and you just kind of know that. So I thought that was kind of a good way to end it, even if that dude, that guy didn't know at the end. The guy at the end of the credits that every nerd pretended to know.
Don't know who Darkseid is in this one, but...
Like the Force thing?
No, Darkseid on Apocalypse...
No.
If it helps, I knew who he was, so...
I didn't. Like, they shook hands, everyone's like, how could it end like that? I'm like, with a handshake? Fuck! We're screwed.
Yeah, with Vandal Savage, who is immortal, teaming up with Darkseid, who pretty much can't be killed. yeah, that's a pretty good way to end it.
I bet
you're like, holy crap! Like,
holy crap!
You go. Shit's about to go down now, but you don't get to see it because the show got canceled.
Oh well.
Darkseid, along with the Apocalypse and the New Gods, were created by Jack Kirby, and he became one of like the biggest villains for Superman and such. He was in several episodes of Justice League and JLU and everything. Everyone knows Darkseid, bro. He was like the end villain in Justice League Heroes on the PS2.
Inevitably, I didn't play that game. And inevitably, they probably would have beat the shit out of the Justice League and the team would have. That's probably what would have happened.
Once again, making the Justice League seem ineffective.
They have been. It's kind of like they spent part of the series being like, "You're so naive," and then they got their asses saved by him like four times.
I love how Tim's all like macking on Cassie now, and they're like, "Oh, that's cool." And then McGann's like, "So, Superboy, want this white Martian pussy back?" And he's like, "Yes, I do." Oh.
Yes, I do.
He's freaking Matthew McConaughey or something, huh?
I think it's funny, like, after every final battle, like, random members of the team just start hooking up. That's how, like, Wally and Artemis got together, and how Superboy and Miss Martian initially got together in the first place.
I think that's it's a bad thing to happen that way.
Thing, and then she went off to the league. That's why Zatanna and Rocket haven't been able to do shit, because they're in the Justice League.
I know. There's no single dudes in the Justice League that are looking for chicks to score with. They're unhappy. They're
just see the end of that.
You know what? Maybe they're just busy with each other. Is all the problem is.
I was expecting more teen angst from Lagan.
I know. Instead, he was just over there with Calderon speaking Atlantean. It's like, I love you, man. Love you too, Bran. Like.
I like when they're fighting and trying to destroy this thing, and he's all bitchy. He's like, "You didn't trust me." I'm like, "Can we just finish this first? God damn it!" He's already to smack that kid.
He's like, "No, dude, I trusted you. I gave you my spot on the team." Oh yeah, sweet bro. Like what?
Even though technically my spot on the team was given to Nightwing as leader, but since we're both water powers, I thought you'd believe this lie because you're so stupid. I could just see, like, at the end of the show, the Justice League's like, "We now grant you full membership to the league." They're like, "No! If you become the Justice League, we'll start losing. Take your card."
That's funny.
I don't want to be a leaguer. Look what happened to, what's her fucking name, Rocket?
Yeah. Hannah and Rocket.
Yeah,
they became leaguers and disappeared from the show.
Never saw them again until that one time, but then that was it. I'm gonna miss that show too, though. That also, like, Green Lantern was just so young, but it still had a lot of potential. But this show had a lot of potential too, just because of the vast amount of characters you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get another one down the line.
Yeah, Teen Titans Go Away. Is that even starting next week? I know they showed previews for us.
Next month.
Oh, fuck them. Ain't gonna watch your shit. I'll probably watch Batman and see how it is, but Teen Titans Go Away can lick my balls. Shit, there's nothing else. Oh, wait, there was a Turtles this week? Fuck, did I not watch it?
Well, yeah, there was a Turtles.
Yeah, because I was going to make a big deal about how funny it was that they're like, in Power Rangers, they're like, "All life deserves respect," and Raphael trying to stab the fuck out of a bug like 30 minutes earlier. I'll probably make a big deal about it before too, but I'm not sure.
"All life deserves respect, Raphael. Die, die, die."
Like, it was like an hour after that episode too, which I thought was funny. "Eat hot manhole," or whatever he said. Was that this episode?
Hot manhole cover.
Right?
"Eat hot manhole cover." I loved this episode.
Yeah.
Like, it was just one of those episodes that didn't really matter to the end game, but was really funny.
Like, this the cockroach was creepy.
It turns into a fucking larva blob and just kind of, like, starts raping Raphael. Picks him up, drops him into a dumpster, and start fighting.
Well, like, it was fun. Raph, like, being scared out of his mind was just hilarious. Mikey just making fun of him the whole time for it.
I like that he was cowering because he thought the bug was there, and you have to be nice to Michelangelo. What?
Oh, Mikey. Still makes the show.
I know, like, everything is just so much, there's so much right about this show, and then, like, he gets blasted apart with, like, the little egg thing at the end, so, like, oh, well, some version of him's coming back or something.
I like how even after he realized it was targeting him because he had attacked it, when he landed in that dumpster, that little cockroach popped out and he tried to kill it instantly.
I'm like, did you not learn?
Like, it's Raphael, so no.
I mean, clearly based on that crate, we're going to get a TMNT Power Rangers crossover, so I think that we should have that the bully and that little bitch kid crawling around looking for the bug, and then all of a sudden Raph just comes in and stabs it. That would be the greatest. Actually, by stabbing it, probably that one kid got the cockroach. Seriously, that kid was fucking small. I'll probably mention that before, too. I'm not sure, though. I'm not responsible for future past me.
I don't know what you're talking about yet, but future past me will know exactly what you mean. Past future me hasn't watched Megaforce yet, but future past me will.
This is the timeline in which Kevin hasn't watched Megaforce yet, but we've already talked about it. Let that blow your mind.
Mind equals blow. Was that cockroach thing in any other TMNT shows, or is that new?
No, this is new. This is another one of those new things they did. There's actually, you know, a lot of new things that they did. You know, there's some stuff that they kept, like having Leatherhead, Baxter Stockman, and like your standard your assortment of characters. But for the most part, a lot of it's been new. All these new mutants, like, you know, Shredder has mutant henchmen, but they're not Rocksteady and Bebop. They're Fishface and Dog Pound and stuff. So they've Spider Bite.
Yeah. Like, and we always. Ow.
Careful, don't get hurt doing nothing. He's a bad bitch.
Like, we always say it, but the show blends comedy and, like, action and, like, legit story so well that it's always entertaining to watch. And it's one of the few shows that, like, I never, ever get bored with. And I actually get sad when there isn't a new one on.
Is there a new one this week? I don't know.
And I want to buy more toys, so I need to hurry up and release Snakeweed so I can stop answering phone calls at Toys R Us going, where the hell is Snakeweed?
And you're not even going to tell them if they get it. Like, they'll get it in, you'll be holding it, got one for yourself. You have Snakeweed in? No.
Like, this one person was on the...
Brian calls up Toys R Us, does Snakeweed in? Sends police to your house? We don't sell that here.
Brian's calling Toys R Us, is Snakeweed in? Dude, Brian, you're in the same aisle. Like, he's calling on a cell phone from the TMNT aisle. Well, maybe they have it in the back. You can just go check the back yourself. Well, isn't it your job to check? It's your job, too. Shut up. Hangs up.
Like, I'm going to file a complaint against you.
I was on this over the walkie-talkie, so I was like, do we have the TMNT character Snakeweed? And I picked up the walkie-talkie, and I'm like, he's not out yet. And she's like, do you know when he might be released? I said, well, judging by how long ago the last wave was released, I would say probably right around the end of the month or sometime in April. They're just like, okay. Like, I was so weirdo for knowing this.
Why do you know about toy releases when you work for a toy store?
I was like, well, judging by when the last wave was released, about a month and a half ago, I'd say probably by the end of the month or sometime in April, it should be out. Yeah. Just a guess.
They probably weren't expecting as an intelligent answer over the microphone. They were just expecting, no. Or like, soon.
That reminds me.
Ryan's over here with like an essay.
Let me check this cool guy list. Let me pull it up on my phone.
Like, oh, well, actually, you just need to check my chart here. You know, what's funny to me is if you go on the cool guy list page, somebody asked Brian if the other ones that aren't done yet are going to come back. I guess they don't realize I'm the one making those lists. I just think it's funny. Like, so Shuki, are we getting the list back? Shuki's not in charge of that.
Brian's like the Justice League, just taking credit. Yeah, Tote saved you. Dude, you were in court. You didn't even change out of your shirt. You were in court. Probably stinks.
Dude, you were in court for a DWI. Stop it.
I like one time at work, I was up at the service desk writing a note for a hold item, and this one chick just got off the phone and was like, do we have the 20th anniversary Legacy Megazord? I'm like, no.
Just angry. No. Did you like, own the one? I didn't think so.
They're like, the one that costs $79.99. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's the Shinkeno. That's not the Legacy Megazord. That's something completely different. We have that one. They're like, okay.
Just still weird to see it in stores.
I know, I still can't get over it. And it's not selling because it's so fucking expensive.
And especially since it came through that time portal from 2009 that I sent it through.
So every time I pass it in the fucking aisle, I just look down and there's a fucking Shinkeno there with a stupid piece of paper on it. It says Samurai Megazord. I'm like, you're a fucking liar.
Kicks it. Brian, why'd you do that? Is it cockroach?
Fucking faker.
Fucking faker. Let me see your prescription. It's just funny that like they would think you're weird for knowing stuff about the place you work at. I don't know. It reminds me of like for some reason when I hear places call Toys R Us and ask for the toy department, or like I was like costume shopping with my friend a few years ago for Halloween, and I distinctly remember we're sitting there looking at these wigs he was thinking about,
ow,
and this dude gets hit by something. Oh, the dog that's like attacking Brian.
Ow!
This dude
can
walks
still
by.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't tell whether she pulled the headset off the computer or not.
This dude,
the
like,
dog?
Damn it! I'm trying to tell a funny story that's not really funny, but I want to finish it anyway. This dude walks by with one of the, like a walkie-talkie, and I hear from the walkie-talkie, "There's a man on the phone asking for the costume department." I'm like, "That's the whole fucking store. Answer it." Like, do you have like coordinates? This is the werewolf department. Here we have the flamboyant coonery department. It's like, this is the whole store. It's a costume store. This place is only open during Halloween. You find abandoned borders and set up, and this is how it's run. Anyway. Good times. Now it's time for
Ryan's
oh.
penis.
I'm gonna remember what the fuck we were doing.
Ryan's penis.
Twitter questions of the week.
Trying to vary it up. I did the jazz hands still, as if I went, yeah, but like with the, yeah, they didn't really fit well. Yeah. That sounds weird. Okay, there's no questions this week. All right, now it's time for it.
I have a thing you know.
Oh, I forgot we did it late that one week. That's when the numbers are off. So anyway. All right, so TKDT Gray has our first question, and he says, angry video game nerd or nostalgia critic, who's your favorite?
Nate's vlogs.
I agree with Dawson. Nate's vlogs. I mean, I've seen both of them, but I think I've probably seen more nostalgia critic.
I think I've seen nostalgia critic like once.
Like, there was one night that all my friends were here and we watched various Nostalgia Critic videos that branched off from, I don't remember which video it was. But yeah, that was a thing. Kevin,
I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay. Kevin doesn't know internet pop culture.
I'm usually sleeping. I don't have time for all the shit you people do. I'm working or sleeping.
TDA winner says, if you were a Pokemon, what ability and four moves would you have?
I have the ability 5 dollar foot long. Is that an ability?
Thick fat is my ability. And I have stockpile. Rest.
Swallow. Brian would definitely have swallow.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, if you have stockpile, you have to have swallow, so. Like, go
it's so
ahead.
Dirty, unintentionally dirty.
Now, do you also have spit up? Because it should be an either or. You should just either have to spit it up or swallow it. This is just awful.
I don't like throwing up.
What's that ability called? Is it pick up where, like, your Zigzagoon will just find shit for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that, just to, like, pick up the ladies. Or just random trinket. That's how it would work in real life.
I can't believe you just said that.
Well, I can't either.
It's not outrageous. Outrageous.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. Regis Philbin. I'm trying to think about moves. Moves. Attract. There we go. I'm just going for a sexual vibe here.
Tickle. There you go.
Tickle.
Tickles.
Water gun. You can pee on them. That's R. Kelly style.
No. God. Vine whip. There we go.
Oh God. And bind. Yeah.
There we go. Vine whip. Bind. Attract. And what was the other one?
Tickle.
What was that one move set for a Smeargle? That was like all rape, like sleep powder, harden, pound.
But that's hilarious. I'm trying to think. I don't know abilities offhand. I should get insomnia so I don't go to sleep. But that...
Kevin's moves: wake up, slap.
Rest, snore, oh, sleep talk. There you go.
Sing. Kevin has to have sing.
Yes. Yes, I do. I have to have sing.
Kevin. Kevin.
Nick a dick.
I just got that.
I love me my Segas.
That's who Kevin picks in the Angry Video Game Nerd Nostalgia Critic thing. Segas. Negus. Is it racist? Tosh. Pick Tosh.
Nikazoo asks, what is your favorite kind of popcorn and why?
Buttery.
Yeah, I prefer just
like
butter.
I like my toast. Like my popcorn, I like my toast. Yeah. Buttery.
I like that like white cheddar popcorn, but...
And with Matt Austin on the side.
Sure, Matt Austin.
I like movie theater popcorn. I don't know, something about it, just it's extra salty.
Kind of like some salty nuts.
Yep, you know it, buddy.
Movie theater butter is my favorite. But
ooh, yeah, see, there you
go. If I'm in the mood, I like the, like, either cheddar or white cheddar, either or.
Brian gets in the mood, he rubs the cheesy popcorn all over himself.
Oh, God, I'm getting this mental. It's very disturbing.
Dawson's imagining Brian doing that sitting pose he was doing at Morphicon, rubbing cheesy popcorn all over.
He was always just some sort of model. He was just like, ah, home for the evening. And he just lay out like that. Zero sit down next to him. Brian just jumped.
I'm scared.
It was hilarious. Like, that was so funny. Like, twitched. He's like ready to kick Zeron. And he just like looked at you so calmly. Like he's some sort of trained assassin. He's like, the fuck? BTX over here.
So Chenix. Oh, no. Okay, Chenix now Chenix asks.
Chenix!
Out of all Sentai and Power Rangers, what are some of your favorite combination weapons or weapons that require the entire team to power up?
I don't know why I read that so dirty. It requires the entire team to power up.
I think he's referring to like the power cannon and shit. That's a singular weapon, but the entire team needs to be there.
So we got the power cannon, the giant ass dragon thing PR held.
Power cannon.
Oh shit, that's right.
they're gonna get that in Die Ranger. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, they're all still gonna look the same though.
They gotta put all their balls into it.
As much as the show was meh, I really like Ghost Sage's combination.
Yeah, I like the I like the Hyakujuken.
The that's the sword from Wild Force, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that, I liked sneeze.
Because I liked how they all fit together so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looked like they were made to fit. Like, that's one of the combinations I like, is when they're made to fit together. So, like, you know, this one's curved and it fits into a curve, and the other one, as opposed to just be like, look, I just smashed this onto the other one with a hammer.
I'm just reading this so dirty in my mind. I don't know.
it's like the Central Spiker.
Like, I like that. Well, I liked it also just because it was so different, because all he had gotten was giant cannon weapons,
mm-hmm.
and it was a sword.
This is a big dick sword.
I like Rick. I mean,
I love Rick.
Cannon. It's just awesome.
You say you love Ray? Ray! It's just like Ray from Ghostbusters.
I hate to use something so recent, but I kind of have to give it to the Kentro Spiker.
It
fits together and makes a giant dick sword that doubles as a giant dick javelin.
A lot of dick. Why I read it a little dirty when Kevin said the curved and the curve fit together instead of just trying to mash it in there with a hammer. Look at this mental picture.
Of what? Beating your penis with a hammer? Because that sounds like it would be painful.
Oh, I can feel that.
I was like, go in, damn you. Psh, psh, psh. Ow. Psh, psh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Superpower Geek says, do you have any strange quirks or habits? Example, habitually locking doors or picking out green M&Ms?
A bunch.
Speaking of M&Ms, Dawson's full of them. We'll be here all day.
God damn it.
Not being able to pee in a public restroom.
I can't buy only one item from a store. I can't buy it from a Target if I know someone who works there.
I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Can't go back to the same store.
You can't.
I can't shop at a GameStop where a certain young lady works at.
That's not one of them.
Oh, she doesn't even work there anymore.
She works for like Welch's Grape Juice or something.
What? No,
it's like some sort of company called Welch's or something, but I always make fun of her and say she works for Welch's Grape Juice.
Oh.
But, yeah, I can't only buy one thing at a store. Like, if it's a big item, like if I go in there to buy a console or something, but like if I'm just sitting there with like one DVD or a little something, that's against the rules to just buy that. You have to buy more than one thing. And that just makes sense.
Stupid.
I mean, and why would you use public restrooms? That's just, unless it's like one like those, unless it's one of those like private ones, like it's supposed to be.
Well, I don't use what? Public
private. Rooms. What are you talking
like,
about?
The family restrooms where it's just single.
Oh,
what
the fuck is the difference?
Because I don't want to be around other people when I'm peeing or pooping.
I don't do that either. I'm uncomfortable in.
Whenever I go in there. And, like, there's somebody in there. I just pretend to wash my hands and leave. True story. It's really funny. Back where I was working, there was a bank across the street, and that's where the bathroom was. It was in an office building upstairs, and they were closed on the weekends. So there was nobody in the bathrooms. So if I ever had to take a shit, I would go there. And one time I was, and they had those sensor lights. And I was so still, the lights turned off. Scared the shit out of me, literally. Like, I was sitting there on the toilet waving my arm.
Well,
it was even funny because it was a really scary so I felt like I was gonna get murdered. really a quirk as much as
that happened to me one time when I was at work. Well, this was like years and years ago when I first started working. The bathroom only had it was just two stalls. So I was like, okay, well, I was in one, and whoever was in the other one turned the light off when they left, not knowing I was there. Right? So I'm sitting in and when the door's closed, it is pitch black, right? I can't see the hand in front of my face.
Exactly.
All I had was I was scared out of my gourd. And
what?
I don't even think I had a cell phone at the time. So I had to sit there and wait for, like, the bagger to come change the trash. And then I had to be like, hey, turn the light on and leave it on when you go. Someone turned it off.
And actually, that happened.
Why couldn't you just get up?
Because somebody would have walked in. I know how this works. Somebody would have walked in.
What? Well, you couldn't just get up And wash your hands?
Look, no. I don't like going into details here.
Are you masturbating again?
I'd have to put the magazines away.
Then that happened. That was the first one. No, the story I just told, not whatever shit you said. I wasn't even listening to you just now.
That happened.
Then it happened again at the one I work at now, except I had a cell phone, so I had to call from my cell phone to the front of the store and be like, hey, send someone to come turn the light on in the bathroom. I knew who did it too. I knew who turned it off because they were laughing as I did it, knowing I was there because they were a terrible person.
This is why you don't use public restrooms. It's too dangerous.
Well, it wasn't. There was no other option at this point because I had to finish work.
I don't know. The only danger I've ever had is one of your family's going to catch you and try to fill my water bottle.
But no, I have this quirk where if I eat things like Reese's or those little donuts, like eat the little chocolate donuts or whatever, powdered sugar donuts, I stack them into a little pyramid. I have to eat enough so that it's a pyramid, like 6 or 10. You don't eat 7. 7's not a fucking pyramid, right? If I'm only hungry enough for 4, well, nope, we're eating 6. Or we're cutting it back to 3, one or the other. That's just how this works.
I eat my burgers in a circle.
It's like a ride.
Dun, 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 dun. I eat the outside of it, and then I eat the middle part. It makes sense to me, because the middle part's the good part of the burger. All the flavor is.
What else is there?
Quesadillas if there's no cheese on the outside. I eat all the extra dough on the outside, just get out of the way so I can get to the cheesiness.
I mean, I guess the only other quirks I have is that, I keep all of my stuff, alphabetized and, everything has to be, just so. Even though if you look in the room at the moment, everything's a giant mess. All the things like my DVDs and video game stuff are in alphabetical order and have to stay that way. Or it will make me freak out. Or, all of my Star Wars books are in chronological order by when the events in that book take place compared to the other ones. Otherwise, it freaks me out. I can't handle it not having stuff in order.
Whenever I get home from school or something like that, I have to change clothes immediately if I'm going to be home for a long period of time because I don't want the clothes touching anything.
Wait, what?
If I'm sitting in class all day, when I get home, I got to change clothes because I don't want those germ-ridden jeans touching my things.
The fuck?
Because they're covered in school disgustingness. I don't know what's happened there. I don't want to sit in my office chair where I sit normally and just spread all this germs everywhere. There's school closed for a reason. Don't judge me.
Too late.
Yeah, we did that at Morphicon.
This is true. No, we have to go to the same Ralph's.
We have to go to the same Ralph's that we went to 3 years to 2 years ago. We weren't even there 2 years ago.
It had a nice tree.
They still didn't take back the cans, did they? Nope.
It's a conspiracy where they steal your can money or something. If you don't drink it, that's 5 cents you never get back or something. We're fucking poor. If I go into a store and leave and forget to buy something, I can't go back. It's another thing.
That's what I was making fun of you for.
Well, oh yeah, okay, that's right.
You can't go back into a store.
You can't, because they're going to know you're a fucking idiot. You forgot something.
No one's going to know.
They know. You have to either go to a different one or come back on a different day. That's just the rules. It's just like when you're going down a hallway and you realize you have to turn around. Then you got to make the walk of shame. If you fucking went the wrong way.
When I bought all those Pokemon things that day, I was uncomfortable. I walked, because I went into the store, went to the aisle, and was like, shit, they got everything ever. Had to walk out of the store to get a basket and walk back in, and I'm like, I feel stupid.
Why did you have to walk out of the store?
Where else are you going to get a basket, Brian?
Mine are inside the store.
There's that little inside lobby area.
Mine's not designed like that, I'm sorry.
Right, so I had to
Mine, all you outside. Have to do is walk past the cash registers and go to where the carts are lined up and take one.
Yeah, like, well, the carts are lined up, like, what if you have outside, then you have the first, doors to inside, and that's where all the carts are, in, like, this little lobby hallway. Then you have the door to inside the actual building, right? So now I gotta walk past, I walked past everybody coming in, and the registers, and then I went to the aisle, and then I had to walk past them all, leaving with empty-handed, like a creepy person. Then I had to get the basket, then walk past them all again. I'm like, they're going to think I'm insane. They're going to go, what the hell's wrong with this guy when he get a basket the first time? What is he, stupid?
I'll give you a hint. No one judges anyone when we're working. We're more focused on leaving.
What about the other citizens?
Yeah, what about the other customers there? They're gonna go, what is wrong with this guy? He's stupid.
Okay.
Like, these are the things that go on in my head, okay? I can't explain it. This is why we are we and you are Shuquin Shinobi.
Apparently I have a problem with researching things. According to Kat. It's an issue, apparently.
Like you're a research addict?
Yeah.
Like WebMD and shit?
No, not that. But, like, before I do anything or buy anything, I, like, go and find reviews.
Well, that's just what you have to do.
I know, right? Like, okay, so there was this job thing to apply to. It ended up being like a call center, which is something I don't want to do anyway. I figured that out after thinking about it. And so I applied and got a response back saying, like, oh, call this number, whatever, and set up an appointment, and you can start training and stuff, and we'll interview you, and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, well, okay, let's look into this. So I researched the company, found multiple reviews about how awful of a company it is, and that working for them is about the equivalence of, like, working for Satan. And so I decided that it wasn't worth it, and didn't bother calling back. And then I got yelled at for not calling back. And then I got yelled at for researching too much and not just doing something.
You don't want to work for Satan. I mean, he's,
like,
going to turn your kid into a white-haired
demon. I don't
want to
work for a company that's not going to, like, be a good company. So I researched the company first.
You research the company, find out they kill people, set them up for murder.
Exactly.
That's what you're supposed to
do. Like,
I
researched Toys R Us and talked to several people that work for Toys R Us, and I was like, well, it's not the greatest company ever, but it's an alright job. And I'm like, well, okay. And then I went through that little orientation thing the other day and found out that they want me to kill Schofield. So I'm kind of wishy-washy on the job right now.
They want you to kill Schofield at Toys R Us?
Yeah. On your agenda today, stock TMNTs, kill Schofield. Optional, kill Burroughs if he's with him. His name's Burroughs.
I'm so confused as to what you're talking about, but...
Okay, well, in Prison Break, I guess the enemy group is called the Company. And this...
No, I got that from your discussions.
Okay, well, I was in this, like, little... not orientation, but it was a...
That was the first name of the episode of season 3 when he got orientated to Sona.
I can't even fucking remember what it was exactly.
It's about chicken foot fighting.
But it was for...
We call it a meeting?
It was just one of, like, it was like a fucking PowerPoint. It was, like, so fucking ghetto. But...
Presentation, okay.
I went through all that, and instead, I felt like it was generic, because every time they would mention Toys R Us, instead of calling it Toys R Us, they would say, the company.
Oh, because they were being legal.
And so I'm sitting here going, fucking, you're going to make me kill Schofield.
Oh, that's their legal department.
Gotta
fucking
hunt down Sucre.
Legal department refers to businesses as the company.
Sucre.
The company reserves the right to fire anyone who steals.
Yeah, that's how you have to, right?
That makes sense.
I'm like, well, okay. Well, that was a thing.
Brian stole his own mother.
Yep. I have not stolen anything, thank you. I'm a good employee. Sometimes. Except for the other day where I kept sending people to other stores. Because they kept asking
like
for...
Like other Toys R Us's or like to Walmart?
No, to Walmart and GameStop. Well, because they wanted something, we didn't have it, and they're like, oh, we need... Thumbback and Eyeball. I'm like, well, we don't got them here because we sold them like a day ago. But I know fucking Walmart had like an entire shelf full of them. I'm like, okay.
Have you ever told someone?
Told this one chick to go to Amazon.
Have you told anybody something's cheaper somewhere?
Yeah.
I was just checking. I would do that. Especially Toys R Us.
I hate Toys R Us. Like, I don't hate Toys R Us because I work there, but like, I just hate the fact that everything there costs more. Like, I go to the computer.
Oh, you noticed that too, did you?
Look up the fucking Legacy Megazord on there. It's like, price, $59.99. And then, like, a couple little notches below it on the screen, retail price, $49.99. I'm like, well, you're a fucking thief. Just getting angry.
What bitches?
Like, the Toys R Us in fucking, like, Times Square, everything's like $100.
Jesus.
Like, I don't think that's legal.
Fuck you, Times Square.
That's why I'm not going there anytime soon. Plus, the Statue of Liberty is Weeping Angel, and I just can't deal with that. Although, I don't know.
So here's Dossmore here going, I'd really like to go to New York, and then you don't want to.
I'd rather go there than Florida. I mean, granted, we might end up in 1938, but then we could, like, rule everything.
Well, now, here's a question, though, okay? If the Statue of Liberty is a Weeping Angel, but the Incursions ripped its head off and put a little frog lady on it, is it still alive? How does that work?
The angel was pissed.
That was, and there's no lie, that was legit the first thing that came to my head when I saw that happen on the show. I was like, wait, it's a Weeping Angel. How does this work?
Wonder if Abraham Lincoln is a Weeping Angel? Not like the dude, but like the statue.
Right, no, I got the bit. Thank you.
I mean, he's but...
Well, that was a really long discussion that totally derailed.
Yeah. Last thing we talked about was Abraham Lincoln. I shall meet my son, Abraham Lincoln Burroughs.
Since we kind of forgot to talk about this during the Pokemon discussion, TDA yep. Winners asked a second question, so he gets a scolding, but... So Pokemon Rumble U is getting released in Japan is using figures and NFC. Your thoughts?
The fuck's NFC?
Skylanders.
Oh, who knows what that meant?
You put the Pokemon on that little square thing on the...
I know what the game does.
It's like a port little tower.
I just didn't know what NFC meant. God.
Near field communication, I believe.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I always wondered what that was for. I'm like, what's this? They forgot to put a button here. What idiots. What's your favorite season? They didn't even leave a show. What an idiot. Forgot about actual seasons. I saw that you were like, sorry, Disney Infinity, I have to buy these now.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, because it's Pokemon, I'm obligated.
I'm still doing Disney Infinity too.
Like, if it wasn't for the fact that I buy so much shit, I'd probably do Disney Infinity too, but I can't do Swap Force, Disney Infinity, and Pokemon Rumble all at the same time.
Oh, I think you can, sir.
On top of buying Power Rangers and Toku, and the occasional Transformer, and the occasional LBX, and the video games, I can't do that. That's too much money. I don't work like you, Kevin.
I have no money. I have no money.
You spend it all. Same reason I have no money, because I spend it all. That's the thing. I either go buy things or I pay off loans. That's just how it works. My money goes somewhere. But I didn't even answer the goddamn question. I'm excited.
What was the question? I forgot the question.
I mean, it's hard to judge how far it's going to go, considering I think being tied to the, like, figurine as your character concept would kind of make the Rumble series really weird. But I get where they're going with it, and I'm interested in what they're going to do. But we'll see how it goes. As long as I get to fucking buy toys, I don't fucking care.
I'll for sure buy the figures.
The Rumble style was always a really weird style. So the fact that the figures are sculpted like that's kind of weird to me.
Oh, yeah, the design style, yeah, that was a little weird to see.
Although it is kind of at least a nice change, because if it was just another figure, it would look not that dissimilar to all the figures we've been buying.
Yeah, because, I mean, between, like, the figures that come in, like, the trading card packs...
Oh, yeah.
You have the figures that Tomy releases, And before that, you had the trading figure game figures. Like, if they were like Skylanders, it'd be a lot like all the stuff that's out already. So having the Rumble figures is a nice change of pace, even though the design's really weird.
Yeah, and I do kind of like that the lineup that they show for like Pikachu, Torchic, Bulbasaur. Who are the other ones?
Piplup? Was it Piplup there?
I don't remember enough to look at it, but like they had a mix of like different gens. Like it wasn't like, oh my god, we're gonna use here's like a six Unova's and Pikachu or something.
Bulbasaur,
like
Pikachu, Torchic, Piplup, Lucario, and Victini.
Yeah. So like you had something from like every region there, and you know, different starters, different types and stuff. It's pretty neat, pretty varied for like a first wave to give you a different mix of abilities.
There's no one from Gen 2 there. Just saying.
Thank you for that, Brian. We got 1, 3, 4, and 5. Mr. Particular over here wants Gen 2. Nostalgic douchebag.
You said every gen. I'm just correcting you.
No. Don't say that.
No.
What's your argument? No. That's usually my argument. I'll just say, nope.
You can't prove that, Brian.
This is the tool that Rook uses in the show? No.
Fucking idiot. Oh, we had an extra port for the anniversary. No. Why would... Oh my god, I'm so excited we had an extra port for the anniversary. I'm so fucking stoked.
No.
What an idiot.
I don't know. Chris has this tweet that says you should try making the RR podcast jokes to people. You lose friends that way. I'm kind of curious about the story.
I want to know. What happened just now?
No, it was 4 days ago.
Oh.
Did you make like racist jokes at someone because of Nazis? Cause that's, you don't make Dawson's jokes, people. That's bound to lose you friends.
I don't know. The guy says, I keep making old video game references to people in real life and they don't get them, but I lull to myself. I'm crazy. And then Chris says, you should try making the RR podcast jokes to people. You lose friends that way.
Like, what jokes do we have? Like, the I got a thingy and it's not final? Because that's not a joke. It's not final. I don't know.
Chris needs to elaborate.
Yeah, we need more information for next week.
New segment, reverse Twitter questions, where we ask you questions.
We ask questions about your Twitter.
So, Riley21Wentz says, so Dawson, since you like Grey's Anatomy, how did you feel when Lexi and Mark were killed off? Spoilers!
Brian, just
what?
Season
no!
One.
Well,
I was sad.
Wait, Brian just started what?
No, I was just kidding. I was joking, because he said spoilers. Anyway.
I'm not going to ever watch Grey's Anatomy.
How dare you? Anyway, it was
really
sad.
But it's that Dr. Dreamy.
Both of their deaths were really sad. I feel like Lexi's more so just because it was so raw, I guess. But they were both really sad, but it led to a lot of interesting stories for this season, especially since they're naming the hospital after him now.
Was it the Mark Hospital?
No, it's the Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital.
Oh.
Because they sued the hospital, got all the money, the hospital must shut down, then they bought the hospital, so they own it now. It's all legal, weagle, and stuff.
Legal, weagle?
But, I don't know. It opened up some really good storylines.
They named it the Dr. McSteamy Hospital.
That's what they should have named it. Little Gray and McSteamy Hospital.
So Charles Chong says, what would you do if one day you woke up next to you and you see Forze trying to be your friend?
Find the nearest knife.
Yeah, he said PS kill him, so I think that's the overall answer. But
wait, so if I wake up next to myself and then Forze is also there?
I was trying to gloss
over. Is that what I said?
Yes, if you wake up next to yourself, I'd be like, fuck, and then kill him.
It's what would you do if one day you woke up and you see Forze next to you and he tries to be your friend? That was the question. And it's
why was he in my bed?
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to know.
He's like the Burger King guy.
I want to know how he found room in the bed for himself, because there's only room in the bed for me with all this shit in here.
I think he'd be really hard to get rid of, because someone already tried to kill him, and he just became best friends with him. So
I'd probably have to take his belt off and bash it over his head.
I'll probably leave him somewhere.
You could just kill him.
Yeah, but then he'd just come back as a better friend.
That's true.
What do you say?
Okay. Right. So anyway, bye, Daniel.
Oh.
It says, with these major cancellations from Cartoon Network, what do you predict will happen to Cartoon Network in the next year if the trend continues? Will we see the beginning of the end of Cartoon Network? And if you have the opportunity to do so, how would you fix the network to turn this horrible channel back to the old glory?
Oh, hell nah.
Old glory 90s era with Toonami cartoons and such. Well, not to be nostalgic, but Cartoon Network was fairly more enjoyable back then as a whole.
As much as I'm mad at them, though, I don't think canceling those two shows because of financial reasons is going to get the network canceled.
No, they've got too much going on. Ben 10 airs on Cartoon Network, I think they're set.
And they have Adventure Time, too, which is pretty big for them.
Yeah, and plus, like, all the Adult Swim shows are really popular.
There's Scooby-Doo.
Regular show. Scooby-Doo?
I don't know if they have new ones, but whenever they air it, it's on there. So that's a pretty major license to have.
Yeah.
So they're doing just fine.
Oh, yeah. They're not in any hurt at all.
I think, but not in any hurt.
I think the amount of quality shows has declined quite a bit. In my opinion, anyway. Some people will argue with me, considering how big of a fan base regular show and Adventure Time and stuff has. But, I watch it less. Like, right now I'm down to Pokemon and Ben 10.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to stay that way unless I really like the new Batman show. Which probably won't happen because I'm not a huge Batman fan. I might just watch it out of desperate need for more superhero shows.
To fill out ramble time.
Yeah. But
you know what's a good thing? You should watch Arrow.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Like, calm down.
We'll get there. We'll get to Walking Dead. We'll get to Game of Thrones. I'll get to everything eventually. Just calm down.
Right.
All these fucking programs are a goddamn hour long. You know how difficult it is to catch up on hour long programs? Even though their seasons are shorter and it really is no different, but it feels different.
It does. You feel like you're getting more done if you have shorter shows.
Like, oh, but man, granted, I watched 12 episodes today. How many will I watch? 6 of this hour program. It was the same amount of time.
And you just start mumbling each other.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Right. It's the best time of the year.
True dat.
Riley21 once asked if I can fix old podcast download links. Yeah, I'll get there.
Brian's going to get to everything.
I'll get to everything. It might take me 5 months, but I'll get there.
Brian will get there. Sits there talking to Switches. Look, it's upside down. Were you supposed to fix the links, watch Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, and Arrow? Yeah, I'll get there. But first, I got to take a picture of V3 upside down.
Kiefer, stop with the difficult questions.
Oh, I know. I've been thinking about this one for days.
As you can no doubt... this is the first time I read it. As you can no doubt guess, my own is, I am a yellow, crazy-eyed ball of predictability. If you could only pick one fictional character from anything as your absolute favorite, who would it be and what are the qualities that made you choose them?
That's a fucking difficult question. Like, I'm going to need, like, time for research and, like, hypnotherapy. Like, you know how many fictional characters are stored in my head? I got rid of complete years of scholastic information to make room for all of these universes.
Dawson is his brain is a minefield of just useless information. It's everywhere you go.
Jay is all you need to know.
That was my answer. He's not even animated.
God damn, this is really a hard question.
Michelangelo, I named a human being after him.
I think he's a pretty fun option.
Barney Stinson, because he teaches me how to live.
And how to suit up. He wrote the bro code, which I have. I purchased it.
Bumblebee, because beep, bop, boop, murder.
And they're all in a box.
Beep, bop, boop, murder? That sounds like fun.
Yeah. I didn't think about this.
But the funny thing is that us from a little while ago had had more time to think about it. That's... But, like... We should answer the question at the beginning after giving it a day.
You know what? That will happen. So I hope you like our answer that we answered already. This show, man.
I get nosebleeds so often. It's just like the butterfly effect. After every show, we just like cover our noses up and start bleeding profusely. We wake up missing a limb. Fuck.
So how do you like that, Kiefer? We answered your question before we knew what your question was.
Boom.
Bitch.
Now I just have to remember to think about it so future past me can pass future? I don't know what the correct term is.
Get on that.
You can say it properly.
So future past you can answer before past teacher you can.
Okay.
Right. So, Kamen Rider Pez says, the Cuber Boober is coming together so quickly. I think it's supposed to be... Well, regarding... I forgot the RE. Regarding the Cuber Boobers... Thank you for spelling that properly. That takes some talent. No one seems to spell Cuber Boober properly. Coming together so quickly...
it's so funny whenever you say it.
Was past you mad that the Kamen Rider Club took 14 episodes to solidify? First of all, you reminded me that it took 14 episodes for those fuckers to get together. Like,
because he's got a two-parter.
Well, yeah, that's a fucking people. So I am mad. If these five people can get together in the span of four episodes, and so far, I mean, out of the five episodes, their biggest... argument is Green going, man, I don't understand you, Black.
Green? You calling me inexperienced? No, you're literally fucking green, you idiot. Like, that's your color.
Literally green, you fucking idiot.
That was a good joke I had during the summary.
Sorry. I totally stole it from Future Kevin.
That's great.
Got the almanac, my little cane.
Losing his hair, got a comb over now.
I think I'm more upset by the fact that those episodes in which the Kamen Rider Club were formed were pretty much the only focus they ever got. Yeah. There was that one episode where Jake's like, I'm quitting to join a band or whatever, but everyone else just faded into the background after that.
Like, it's just really annoying that because of how the two-parter thing is set up with Forze, and unlike Wizard, they were not steering away from it whatsoever, that you get these episodes that could have easily been condensed into one to introduce these secondary characters. And
who then did nothing else.
It took so long. And like you said, they just didn't do anything much after that. And I think it just ended up being a big waste, since the main story had to be pushed aside to introduce these side characters to the point where there wasn't a main story. So I think that was the biggest flaw behind the whole 14 episodes to solidify this group of stupids. So that's that. Anything else?
No, I think we covered everything else. Forze sucks. Kyuger is awesome. There we go. That was this discussion in a nutshell.
Technically, they had to move faster, though, because it's kind of, you know, required for the Rangers to all stand next to each other and be a team.
Plus, we don't do two-episode arcs in Sentai. Like, everything in Rider is like a two-episode arc, so if we're going to have the Jake enters the club arc, story, it's got to be stretched over two episodes, because that's how Rider's been doing things.
Where'd the Wu-Tang come from?
I don't know, because I haven't moved.
Liar.
I really haven't moved. Faker.
Let me see your prescription.
Whereas here, you know, Green enters, Green joins the team, that's one episode, and we're done with it.
I felt like Green was supposed to be a bigger asshole than he is. Like, I felt like he was going to be a prissy asshole, and he's like, well, I'm just a good guy.
I thought Black was going to be a bigger asshole. He's like, fuck y'all, I don't want to fuck bitches.
He's like, just chill.
We're best friends now, but I still fuck bitches. Like, just so I'm clear, that's not changing.
Just so we're clear, that's not changing.
I'm still fuck bitches. Okay, so Jeff asks, do you have any songs that remind you of events or people?
Gold Digger? Oh.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Here she was. I ain't saying she's
whenever
gold.
I hear that Have I Just Met You song, I think of Kevin, because he always sings it, and what was that one song? Whatever that song was he was singing along to at the Island Girl the first night. It was like Suddenly I See or something.
Yeah.
Whenever those two songs play on the radio or in a store, I just see Kevin dancing.
What I wanna be, suddenly I see.
That's one of the songs that plays at Toys R Us occasionally, and I just think of Kevin sitting there dancing and that chipmunking fries. And Jeff pointed it out, but that one song by Pitbull where he starts like saying the numbers in Spanish and shit. You Know You Want Me or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
We were driving down to St. Louis for Nationals. And despite the fact that we changed about 6 different radio stations on the way down there, we were stuck in the same loop of about 6 songs for the entire car ride down to St. Louis. And that song had to have played at least 30 times throughout this trip. And so at that point, on the way home, like, that song comes on, we just start fucking, like, dancing in the car, because we had nothing better to do. It was nuts.
That reminds me of,
that's why,
like,
I hate the radio.
It hasn't happened recently, but I think it was, like, last semester, whenever I changed radio stations, Move Like Jagger was, like, every other station. Like, I have, like, presets, so I'd be, like, number one, they'd be playing, I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's check number 3, and it would be, like, in a different part of the song, I'm like, fuck!
That happened to me before with Taylor Swift, and I about died.
Oh my god.
You don't love Taylor Swift?
No. Bitch turned into a giant fucking whore.
Guess what? Spoilers, she always was one.
Pretty much.
What's that song? I don't know the name of the song, but it's the song they used to use in the Wreck-It Ralph trailer. That song plays here constantly. I absolutely can't stand it. It's the new... I was just talking, Move Like Jagger. Every station, it's like, it'll always happen. I'll switch to it, another one will be playing it. I can't handle it.
I forgot what it was called.
I don't know, it's called the fucking I Hate You song. I didn't like it to begin with, and then it's annoying when it's always on.
I hate you song.
I hate it. It'll just switch over to Past Us, talking about Double. You idiots don't even know about O's. What a bunch of nubs. How dare you not know about events from 3 years in the future? You're like that kid on my YouTube.
So this isn't a question, but John posted this thing that makes you a Pokedex entry.
Oh, I never did that.
And Kevin's is really funny.
What is it?
Well, first of all, Jedimon 2005 is the chick Pokemon.
That's right.
Who's the fighting type? And it says, one day people of Ore woke up and had become Jedimon 2005.
No, I'm just frightened. That's suddenly how I think I was born, since we look so similar.
Legend says that a river is created when Jedimon 2005 sleeps. And so John said, there must be a lot of rivers with the R podcast recording schedule. Let me try Shukun. Nope, that helps if I spell my name right.
Helps in most situations.
Okay, I'm a bird Pokemon. It reads minds and only becomes attached to people pure of heart. Well, that's sappy.
That's hilarious because of who your friends are right now.
It starts to become active once night falls. Well, that's true.
Oh, this thing is disturbingly accurate.
Me during the day. Me at night. Let's work! Yep, type, play with toys. Okay, let's see the Dawson Rider.
Oh boy.
You're the sheep Pokemon. There's a poison type.
A poison sheep? Fuck yes. It's badass.
It collects leaves and carries... sorry, this is hysterical. It collects leaves and carries its findings back to its den.
I said I wanted to have the pickup ability.
It is strong enough to easily lift up people of Hoenn.
I guess those are the bitches.
They're from Hollywood. Did you take them back to your den too?
Yes.
That's fun. I have to play with that later. Okay, so. TKT Tigre asked the second question, but his first question was from last week that I forgot to read. So I'll let it slide. You guys have seen a lot of past years of Rider and Sentai, correct? I guess.
Sort of.
By you, past tropes, themes, or characters, what would be your ideal season? We've talked about ideal seasons. Bam, retcon. Mr. Baseman 90 says, what is your favorite fast food place to eat at, and what's your usual order there? I don't think we ever talked about orders before.
Yeah, I think you have a fast food place before, though.
I forgot what I said my favorite fast food place was.
Well, I'm usually... Carl's Jr. is my default place. I really love Steak and Shake. I don't have to go to it as often as I like because mine are farther away. But probably Carl's Jr. and Steak and Shake.
I'll go with Steak and Shake because burgers are fucking delicious.
They are. They're like amazing.
And my default order there is, I forgot what the number was, but it's the triple with cheese. And then I get a cup of cheese for the fries because cheese.
I always get whatever their cheddar burger is. I don't know what number it is, but it's like... This is number six or something? No.
I tend to like to eat places that serve chicken.
Really?
I don't know if you guys noticed that when we were in California or not, but I tend to eat a lot of chicken.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Every night, chicken fingers, chicken fingers, chicken fingers.
To be fair, I ate a burger almost every night.
I had two burgers and two chicken fingers.
But yeah, I tend to like chicken, and so you know I go to like the Popeyes a lot, where see, down here we get actual spicy Popeyes that's actually spicy, and that shit's delicious. And I usually get like five strips, the fries, the biscuit, some buffalo sauce because it's spicy. It's still not, you know, you need more of a kick to the spicy, even though it's New Orleans spicy. And then I wonder why I have stomach problems. But
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, like, well, that might have something to do with it.
I don't have stomach problems. What'd you have? Well, I just had some hot wings with a large hot sauce for drink. They just put ice in it and I drink it. The ice is supposed to cool it down, but.
I don't get drinks with ice.
Kevin's hardcore.
But yeah, I'll go to Arby's, get the chicken strips and the curly fries and the mozzarella sticks. I'm hungry now. I want chicken and french fries.
I want a Steak and Shake.
I want chicken.
I don't think Subway really counts, but I like Subway. I mean, it's fast, but it's not like it's a fast
I like Taco Bell. I get four soft tacos, only meat, and it cost me like $4.
Just put the meat and cheese in the bag. Oh, wait, that was Steak and Shake.
Now, you know what's my favorite fast food ever? In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, my God.
That shit we had in California was the
In-N-Out
best.
In-N-Out Burger is like the Forza of fast food. It's like nobody believes us. We're the only four sane people in the world.
We're like, this is shit. And everyone's like, no, it's awesome. Like, what?
Is that what Brian was? He was like pacing like angrily.
I was so pissed. It was like fucking Jetman. You hype this shit up.
Wait,
and then at the end, I'm like fucking let down.
Really is. No, it's official. It's the Jetman of burgers. You have to order the secret menu. What kind of fucking rule is that? That's not good business. You're not going to attract new customers if you go there and you just get duped by the fucking guy wearing a menu. How do you even work there? Next time we go to California, I'm just going to put on a fucking menu, go around and take orders.
Oh, God. I'm picturing that.
Oh, man. Well, that's it. So, now it's time for
final thingies. I have a thingy, and it's not final. Awesome might as well. I'm not sure.
I don't know who I am.
It's okay, Jeff. That's neither.
I don't know what to say here. Facebook, make sure you answer that.
Penis. That'll be up.
Yes. Penis.
Just gotta remind future past me to do that.
Penis. Penis.
Yes, penis. Christ.
Yes, penis. We get it.
Brian says that a lot, don't you, Brian? You say yes, penis, and then... Yep. And then it ends.